Yo, 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 what's up, motherfuckers? I just had a terrible thought. I'm about to cough. Yeah.
Welcome back, guys.
Eat it, niggas.
My name's Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we are going to do a show for you. We have much in store for you today. You're not going to believe it. We've got thrills. We've got chills. And we might even have spills. Stick around. There's only one way to find out, and that's to listen to the whole thing. The spills could be in the last 5 minutes. You'll never know. Don't skip ahead either, because the spills could be anywhere in there. Speaking of spills, Jesus Christ, I'm going to probably have to pee in like 10 minutes. I've been guzzling water like it's
cum.
Your mom's listening,
delicious
man.
Delicious mom. I have a confession to make. I'm not gay. I get the stuff on Craigslist, but I just guzzle it by the gallon. Do you know those like milk jugs?
Yeah.
I get those filled up.
Jesus.
I have a supplier and I just sit and people wonder why I don't leave the apartment much. This is why I'm here guzzling cum all day long. I can't stop. Oh, it's delicious. So, Orion.
Yeah.
Speaking of cum, I met your baby this week.
Yes, you did.
I finally met that goddamn baby.
It's about time, yeah.
And let me tell you, he is small. I expected. I was like, you know, I walked into the room, I'm looking at eye level, and there are no babies. Turns out these babies, they're like a foot long.
Yeah.
And that's it. They're very small.
Yes, they are. And you know, there's pictures all over the internet, and they're like, oh, he's so big. And then you meet him in real life, you're like, whoa, it's bite size.
They need to, when you take pictures of your kids' parents, because you parents are taking pictures of your kids every 10 minutes. I don't know how you have time to feed the fuckers.
Yeah.
You're taking pictures constantly. Put a quarter next to him or something for scale. I don't know how big these fucking babies are.
Yeah.
Anyway, I met your kid. I met Lil Leland.
Yes.
He had a pretty, pretty kick-ass dinosaur shirt on.
Yeah, he did. It was a little awkward.
Was that awkward?
No, it was a little awkward seeing you with him because Kyle held him.
I did. I held the baby. Can you believe it? Neither one of us caught fire.
Yeah. The kid immediately cries.
I didn't throw him.
Yeah. He's just like, he just looks at Kyle.
He didn't. That's not true. Orion is exaggerating. He did not immediately start crying.
Yeah, he did.
He took to John. My roommate, John, was also there. We both went and made like a special pilgrimage to meet the baby.
Yeah.
And he took to John more than he did to me. He cried sooner with me. But
yeah. It was funny because John just walks in.
And all he just
grabs,
hands over the baby.
Yeah, just takes the baby.
Yeah.
He's fine. And then a little bit later, Kyle takes him. And he gives him that look and, oh, I don't like this guy. And he's met so many strangers. It's even the crazy, like, aunts and uncles of Aldi that, like, toss him around and, like, slap him in the face. Like, oh, you're so cute. And I'm off in the distance like, dear God, I'm going to kill you. Don't touch my kid like that. I don't care if you're Bosnian. And then here's sweet Kyle.
Well,
the whole time he's fine. And then you come along. And he starts crying.
Oh, it wasn't like that. He cried when Aldi held him too, and that's his mom. But but no, I mean, it's true. Babies are like dogs. They can smell evil.
Yeah.
So when I was holding him, he was like, oh, get me the fuck out of here. No, actually, I held him for a while and he wasn't crying and stuff. And I think I sort of kind of get what people see in babies in terms of like the awe factor, like the, you know, the kind of miracle general sensation thing.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing about babies that kind of gives me that feeling. And it's when they do that thing where you like put your finger out for them and they wrap their tiny, like impossibly tiny fingers around your one giant human finger.
It's not even real.
Yeah. I'm looking at these fingers. I looking at his tiny little fingers and I'm looking at his fingernails and it occurred to me, somebody has to cut these fucking things. Yeah. It's like, this can't be a real thing.
Yeah.
Like every parent on earth has had to take like a tiny pair of scissors or whatever. There's probably like baby clippers or something, and had to clip these fingernails that are like, they're like little specks of dust. Like I need a microscope to see them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of like, that's the closest I can come, you know, to the miracle of life feeling that people get. But it is sort of, it's a weird feeling.
Like a super complex, super advanced animatronic robot made in Japan. Like, wow, this thing can look around and react? Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah.
He's a cutie as babies go.
Yeah.
I don't think any babies are really as cute as people make them out to be. But as babies go, he's a cutie. He's definitely not an ugly baby.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I've seen my share of friends and their kids and their kids.
There are some ugly babies.
I have to say, oh, he's so cute, adorable. Look what he's doing. But deep down, I'm like, what a fucking mess, man. Clean that up.
There are some ugly babies.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Splat.
But he's not an ugly baby. And I was perplexed by him. I don't know if all babies are like this or if your baby is just intentionally misleading.
Yeah.
But he does this thing where it's like his facial expressions are constantly morphing.
Yeah.
Like he would cry, mm-hmm. then stop for a second and smile at me.
What the
and
fuck?
Then cry some more and then smile at me. And then it was like he was smiling and crying. And I couldn't, like, it was like this smooth, flowing transition mm-hmm. from smiling to crying. I could never tell what was going to happen next. I don't know if all babies do that. They probably do. Like, they don't even know what they're feeling. They're like, I don't know if I'm happy or if I'm sad.
That would always crack me up because in my head, I just picture their little brain and its inability to comprehend emotion. So it's like, I'm happy. Oh God.
Now I'm too happy.
I'm frightened. Look at all these colors. What do they mean?
I'm so happy. I find it kind of frightening.
Yeah. Well, there's mommy. Happy. Yeah. Just off the wall. Never know what you're constantly like, what is going on through their head? Jesus.
I didn't really say anything at the time.
Yeah.
But you made a comment about how when you were like when the baby was born or at some point when there was a doctor around, the doctor said that your son has an unusually small head. And he said it like it was a bad thing. Like, you know, like
I was going to take the news. And
like he was telling you had cancer. Like,
yes. Yes.
Look, I'm sorry to be the one to have to.
That's how it went down.
To deal this blow to you. But your son has an abnormally small head. It's it's unusual. It's kind of tiny.
Smaller than average. What?
And the thing I didn't really comment on at the time, but what I was thinking was, are you fucking kidding me? That is an enormous melon on that kid.
It is.
I didn't have another baby for comparison.
Yeah.
But that he has to be like 80% head.
Yeah.
It's all head.
All head. And it's round. Like,
yeah, it is. It's a melon.
Which makes sense. That's what baby heads look like.
Yeah, round. Of course.
But
yeah,
when you get the firsthand experience, you're looking at it like, wow, I could, if that came off and I rolled it, it would just keep on rolling.
But I couldn't believe some doctor told, I mean, he's a doctor. He probably knows, but I couldn't believe some doctor told you that was an unusually small head. Like, what's a normal sized head?
Jesus Christ.
It's a fucking bowling ball with legs underneath.
Exactly. It's so melanous that half the pictures we take, you know, you can't even see his neck.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of shows up every once in a while.
Well, speaking of his neck, I was kind of, you know, I had kind of felt like I should have seen the baby sooner. I should have like made an effort or whatever.
Oh,
but I'm sort of glad that I didn't see him until I did.
Yeah.
Because he's gotten past the like fragile stage.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a baby. You can still hurt a fucking baby, but you don't have to support the neck so much.
And that's the worst part. Yeah,
like when I held him, I wasn't panicking.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous because I'm like, I don't know what to do with a goddamn baby.
Yeah.
but I wasn't worried that I was going to accidentally break your son's neck, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's why I think
I was glad about that. I was afraid I'd be really nervous.
Oh yeah. And you did have that look like, oh God, I'm going to break him.
There was still a little feeling like that.
Yeah, because you don't know. But I had a friend who handed over their newborn to me, and I had no experience at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm holding it super awkward, and the kid, like, I didn't support the neck, and his head fell back, and my friend had to quickly rescue this baby out of my arms, like, oh, you got to support the neck.
He jumped across the room in slow motion to catch the baby's head.
Who the you know me, man. I don't have experience. Don't hand over this fragile.
People do that. People.
God.
People will hand that fucking baby off like, you know, and why would I?
And it's cute to see you discover.
It's cute to see you almost break my baby.
God, are they insane?
Oh, look at that. It's adorable. He almost killed my kid.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if parents, like, you know, they talk a big game about how much they love their kid and how they wouldn't change a thing, you know, and I'm sure that's at least partially true. But I wonder if, like, the reason they hand their baby off to everybody is because they want to hand the fucking baby off.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm getting a little sick of this goddamn baby.
Yeah.
Like, I love it, but it's always here and it's always fucking shit up.
Oh, yeah. You definitely get to that stage.
Yeah.
Where you're like, it's like having a roommate. And you see him all the time and it's fine. But at some point you're like, dude, just leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk to me. I just want to go to my room. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that with a baby. You see him all the time. He's cute and all. But at some point you're like you want to hand him off and go on a road trip and not tell them about it.
Yeah. I just need to put this kid somewhere just for like a day.
Somewhere. Like in someone's arms, because you can't just lay him on the floor.
Well, you could, but probably not the greatest of ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was nice. Yeah. And Aldi didn't try to kill me or anything. It felt like nothing had ever happened. After the last show, I friend requested Aldi on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, can we be friends again? And I said some smart-ass comment about, like, who else is going to teach your baby to commit vandalism or something like that.
Yeah, she never discussed. I'm like, did Kyle ever get a hold of you? She's like, yeah, he sent me a friend request and a message, and that was that. I never got the details, so yeah.
And she said, like, I said, can we be friends again? And she said, no, LOL, or something like that.
Jesus.
But then friended me. And then the next time I heard from her was when I went over to your place to see the baby, and it was like nothing had ever happened.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I think we're good.
Yeah. You're definitely good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And when you had left.
Unless she's got some evil secret plot.
Like, we were talking about.
Long-term plan.
This is silly, but we were talking about how adorable he was when you were holding him.
It's just what we do, man. Like, wasn't it so cute when Kyle.
But then she was like, did you see the horrific facial expression
Kyle
had?
I wasn't sure if I was going to end up holding the baby at some point when I was there.
Yeah.
And then, like, at a certain point in the conversation, all of a sudden, Aldi just kind of sort of holds him out towards me. And I'm like,
give
him
to Kyle. Yeah.
Oh. Now I have the baby. And I didn't know what to do with him because, like, do I hold him, like, up in front of my face and just stare at him?
Yeah.
Or do I, like, put him on my lap and, like, I couldn't find a good place for him.
Point him in some direction. Yeah.
Part of me wanted to cradle him like you do with a newborn.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that didn't seem appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. How, what do you do with a baby?
At this point, he's almost 4 months. When they're newborns, they just want to stare at your face.
Mm-hmm.
And to a point, they still want to do that now. But for the majority of the time, they want to look at other shit, like shiny stuff, lights, television, whatever, things moving. So you kind of hold them up against you and they're facing outward and they're like, ooh. And then it's even better when you walk around, like when I peer around the corner of our kitchen and there's a stairway downstairs, he's like, you can tell he's like, holy fuck, what is that world down there? It's
he did seem a little bit fascinated by my jacket briefly.
Yeah.
Which I think was
leather,
like
and the shiny
zipper and the shiny buttons and stuff.
Yeah. Shiny things.
Yeah, yeah, shiny things.
Figures.
Yeah, I mean, well, he doesn't know what any of this shit is, and shiny things are some of the best things.
Yeah, they are.
You know? Mirrors.
Yep.
Silver things.
Yep. Silver.
Coins.
Chrome rims.
Yeah.
20-inch high.
Yeah, it's no fucking mistake that gold is like the most valuable thing.
Yeah.
It's like what most of our currencies used to be based on.
Yeah.
It's because some idiot somewhere was digging in a rock and he was like, whoa.
Shiny thing.
Shiny. And then like all the other idiots were like, I want some shiny. And that guy's like, well, I'll trade you some shiny for a fucking herd of goats.
Yeah.
And that's how money got started.
That's true.
Because some idiot found a shiny rock and a bunch of other idiots agreed that it was the best fucking thing they'd ever seen in their entire lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I forgot what I was going to talk about after baby.
That's cool because I got something.
Well, yeah. What's going on with you?
The name Harvey. I just wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
Every time I look at it, I hear it. When someone says Harvey, they're wrong.
Whoa,
I look at it and I just picture Harvey.
So you have to like drag the H out.
You have to. I heard this ad on the radio like, hi, I'm Harvey with Harvey Motors. And I'm dying. Like, that's exactly how it should be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Harvey. And I'm just picturing his parents, you know, the mother's giving birth. What's the name? Oh, this little miracle. What shall we name him? Harvey. Harvey. That sounds hot. Awesome.
I can't imagine Harvey. Naming a kid Harvey.
I know.
Harvey's
what the
not,
fuck?
Harvey's not short for anything, is it?
I don't think so.
No, it's not like
my knowledge.
Harvold.
No, what a fucked up
Yeah, it's Harvey. I can't imagine anybody. There are a bunch of names like that, though. And it's
Larry,
still,
yeah.
Like Esther and
yeah,
Gertrude. I mean, they've died off in popularity, but they still get given. People still end up with these fucking names.
Yeah.
Some horrible asshole out there decides to have a kid and then just ruin their lives.
That reminds me, like I brought this guy up earlier, but the most badass actor out there, one of them, Benicio del Toro. What a name.
Benicio?
Benicio.
What is he?
I mean, I'm mispronouncing it.
He's some kind of Latin or something, right?
Fuck if I know.
I mean, del Toro.
But crazy name, man. Like, that's badass, and he's a badass, but like as a baby, like, oh, little Benicio.
Doesn't his family make
del
like
Toro?
Doesn't his family make like prepackaged taco shells or something?
Oh, fuck.
The Del Toro family. I'm picturing this package of Del Toro taco shells. I'm probably making that up, though.
He was the one kid that was like, fuck this family business. I want to act.
Yeah, exactly. And he got ostracized from the family. He got banished. He's not allowed at family gatherings anymore.
He started smoking, so he has that badass smoker voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't.
Benicio del Toro looks like he needs a fucking nap. He really does. I don't know how. I mean,
for
I guess
life.
Some people just look like that naturally, but I don't know why. It almost seems like Down syndrome or something. Like there's a certain disorder that people have that just makes them look like they just need a
They've just had a hard fucking life
for a good fucking
they need
week.
A nap, like a long ass. Like a century long nap. Yeah. Just put them in the dirt. Jesus Christ.
Well, that was our Harvey segment.
Yeah. Harvey.
This past, after the last episode,
Harvey,
I'm going to address some things in the forums right now. Cause I didn't respond to any of that. And neither did you. After the last episode, our buddy, John, my roommate, said, good episode. Faithful listeners will recall that I was on last week's episode. This week I was at home. I was at home Friday night and Orion burst through the door. He said, you tried to be the king, but the ace is back. Then he took out his dick and strummed it like an air guitar while flicking his tongue crazily. There was an explosion.
That's not true.
Oh.
There was no explosion.
Okay, yeah. A little embellished there,
little
John.
Bit. Just a little bit.
Then he says, also after the episode was recorded, Kyle flew out his window across the sea and all the way to the Vatican where he beat up the Sistine Chapel. That part happened.
Yeah.
Then he says, being good about accepting criticism, for me, it varies. I took a couple of writing workshops in college, and I still remember a decade later how defensive I could get when my poems or stories were criticized, irrespective of the validity of those criticisms. I'm better now, I think, but my gut reaction is to look at two things, what I perceive to be the motive of the person criticizing me and my level of respect for him or her. Is the guy saying this to be a dick? And if not, does he know what he's fucking talking about? Only then, and not always even then, do I actually take seriously the concern he's voiced, which is dumb, of course. Speaking of criticism, I do feel like the show could use something new. This is what I was trying to get at. A new segment, maybe. I loved Orion Explains It All and True Stories. Or a contest. I know you've talked about maybe having a contest to reward someone inventively promoting the show. Or shit, a video. Orion has a video camera, right? Maybe not. Can't remember. You do.
I do.
Orion has a Flip HD.
Yeah. Flip Ultra.
Oh, HD. Flip Ultra HD.
Fucking
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Ultra makes everything better. I'm picturing you guys interviewing the girls at the gas station Kyle frequents with Orion wearing a mustache and bowler hat. I think the core of the show is great and still worth listening to 146 episodes in, but something really fresh to make the listener say, holy shit, would be great. It seems to me.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Segments is a hard thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that's just not the way... I've listened to shows that have segments, you know, regular segments, and it's just not really the way my brain works, especially because, like, we've had a few semi-regular segments in the past, and I always feel like we're either killing them...
Yes.
Or I just lose interest. Like, the True Stories, I loved True Stories. I thought that was fantastic. And if you don't know what True Stories are, True Stories was when I would play a backing track... and then tell a story
That was all true. Yeah.
That was completely, completely true. Yeah. Usually it involved being in the woods the other day and then something happening.
The other day.
Yeah. The other day I was in the woods and then blankety blank, blank, blank. And I love true stories. I thought it was great. But then it got to a point where it was like, okay, I just said something crazy again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe people were still loving it and we shouldn't have killed it off so soon. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Orion Explains It All was, I thought was great in the beginning, but it got to the point where it's like, okay.
We get it. Orion's fucking retarded.
No.
We get it. Stop it.
Not Orion's retarded, but you know, okay, this week Orion kind of struggles to remember something he read on Wikipedia. Like that could,
exactly.
It could be fucking anybody.
This is going to be a long episode. Yeah. They would take like 30 fucking minutes for me to get my thoughts out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, anyway, I thought it was great at first, but there gets to be a point where it's like, okay, it's enough. We know.
Yeah, that's true with anything. Shit. A favorite song, favorite band. That's why you never get tattoos of your favorite band. You know, at some point you're going to be like, oh, I fucking hate that band. I don't give a shit.
And we've had other attempts at regular segments. Like we kind of had a segment in Bad Live Journal Poetry, Mad Libs.
Yep.
We did that a few times. But the problem with that one is that it just takes, there's way too much setup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I guess we could just cut out the part where we're filling in the words.
Eh, but I thought about that.
It seems so like.
We did this off air.
We'll be right back after we, and then, I don't know.
But then we come back. And people are like, dude, that's totally fake.
Yeah, I don't know.
They scripted that so it was extra funny.
We had the bad fan fiction of the week, which wasn't an of the week thing. We did that, what? Did we do it twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two times.
And I made a whole like bumper for that or whatever you call it, an intro like clip that I loved. But, you know, there's only so many times you can listen to me read a story about Willy Wonka fucking a kid.
Yeah.
Before it's, you know, it's not really funny anymore.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's true with everything.
Everything gets old after a while.
Even the
sayings.
The Daily Piff. I loved the Daily Piff.
Yeah.
When we would just, I would just read shit off the Daily Piff, which is this crazy ghetto website where they put people on blast, which basically just means talking shit about celebrities in a really bizarre ghetto fashion, which I thought was hilarious. But again, it's the same shit every week.
Still kills me, but it doesn't kill me as much, you know.
I still like it.
The first.
I still like it.
Time.
And we could do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could do it again now, but I don't have it pulled up.
No.
But I didn't want to do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like I felt like we were running it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, ooh, throat whistle. And it's hard to come up with new segments. Like, what does that even mean? What's a segment?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Something.
I thought of a segment the other day. Like I was at work. I was on my break. I was walking around outside with a cigarette and I was like, segments.
Yep.
And I remembered, way back before we started the show, when I guested on another podcast called the MMJ Show. And I was okay. I'd never been on a podcast before. I was okay until I got completely blackout drunk on Jaeger.
Yeah.
And then we did a segment they made up called Kyle Knocks Him Down a Peg or something like that, where I just talked shit about Robin Williams for
they throw out like a celebrity name or anything, one word.
My idea for a segment was basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Kyle makes fun of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple ideas. But I mean, I don't know. Would that even be funny? Would it be funny if I just made fun of celebrities? My first one was going to be Morgan Freeman.
Oh, see, before you begin, that's half the fun. You never know if it's going to be funny.
Well, my first one.
But if it sucks and we keep doing it, then you're an asshole.
My first one would have been Morgan Freeman.
Right.
So I was thinking, like, what's wrong with Morgan Freeman? Fucking everything.
No.
Morgan Freeman, he's like Morgan Freeman to me looks like an old tree. Like, you know those, what are they called? Ents or whatever from Lord of the Rings? Those giant fucking tree guys? He's like, he's like a chocolate dipped one of those. And he has those fucking like mini chocolate chips in his face.
He does.
I think that's where chocolate chips come from. You put one of those, what are those, pore clearing strips on his cheeks and just pull all the chocolate chips out. And then like a week later, they've regrown.
Yep.
That's where chocolate chips come from. he have sex with his granddaughter or something weird. He's I think any sex with Morgan Freeman would be like a really gross rape. Like who would ever, people love Morgan Freeman, but seriously, who wants to fuck that guy?
Yeah.
Ugh. And his skin is just, it's just bark. It's just chocolate bark.
He's never in a feature role where he's not kind of like fully clothed. Like he doesn't wear polos or short sleeve shirts. So I don't know.
You don't know what his skin is like?
No.
He's like those people. Have you ever seen those people who like are growing roots? They're like, they call him like the tree man, and he looks like he's growing roots. That's Morgan Freeman.
Okay, okay.
I imagine like if you ever see a shot of him and they're not showing his feet, it's because they've been rooted into the ground. And I mean, I guess there's more I could say about Morgan Freeman, but I already feel like, what's the point? What am I doing? And then I was thinking, well, Morgan Freeman's an easy one for me because I don't really give a fuck about Morgan Freeman. What would be difficult would be to try to talk shit about a celebrity I actually liked. But I can't, like, who would that be?
Yeah. It'd have to be, oh, what's that chick on Castle that you want to fuck?
Oh.
Talk some shit about her. Oh, but you can't because you want to fuck.
The lovely, okay.
Yeah.
Let's clear one thing up right off the bat. I would have sex with her,
mm-hmm.
but that's not what that's about. I want to hug. I want to hug. I want to cradle her in my arms. And actually, no, that's it. That's not even accurate. I want her to cradle me in her arms.
I was going to say, you want to put her in your pocket. Like, oh,
no,
cute. But no, you
really,
want her to put you
I want
in her
pocket. To start wearing shirts with shirt pockets so I can ride around in there like a baby kangaroo
that's fucking great.
And just feel secure in her arms. You know, I want her to rock me to sleep at night. But I was supposed to be talking shit, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing that like leaps to mind is that she had quite the nose job. Back in the day, she had this crazy Slavic nose. It's like, that, you know, the kind that just, it's like a shelf. It goes straight out and then straight down.
Looks like a throwing star. Jesus Christ. Pull that up.
She had this crazy nose, and now it's a nice nose. So I guess, ha ha, bitch, you had a nose job. But there's, I mean, I can't think of
it.
I was
half kidding about that because I was going to see where
she's sort of, she's sort of weird and boxy in the middle,
oh,
in the midsection, which is odd. Like she has a pretty nice, you know, she's fit and all, but she's kind of weird and boxy in the midsection. Like there was an episode of Castle where there was supposed to be this like steamy scene and they had it in all the previews and stuff where she's in a swimsuit slowly stepping out of a pool and like shaking her hair dry
hot,
and everything.
Yeah.
And it was not, I don't know if it was the swimsuit they put her in or if she's just shaped like a rectangle, but it was not hot.
Man.
And I wanted to, I'd almost pay money to see that chick naked.
Yeah.
And so this was the closest thing and it was free and it just, oof. No, thank you.
I think Aldi said the same thing about Duve's girlfriend.
Really?
Something similar, yeah.
But she's rectangular?
She's like, I think I saw Duve the other day with some girl. And I'm like, because I've seen her. So I'm like trying to like describe her. Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was weird. They didn't look like, I know Duve from what I've heard. I don't know if she's met him before.
Uh-huh.
But, she's like, I know, dude, he's funny and like, you know, kind of like you guys. And she was like, just kind of like square down there. She didn't say that.
Square down there?
Yeah. Like
she had a square vagina?
Like, no, like her hips were a little bit out there.
Hey, it's hip to be square.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, she said it looked off. And I said, no.
Okay.
She's a hottie.
Nice save.
Yeah, dude.
So, dude.
Look out.
Aldi hates your girlfriend.
Yep.
And she thinks she has a bizarre rhombus-shaped reproductive system. Ugh. Okay. What was I doing? I was talking shit.
Yeah.
I think she might have big feet.
That's not good.
No.
Oh, man.
You know what? I think in the earlier episodes of Castle, she had this nice, like, short, and people would disagree with me on this. There are some weird old school people who just like every girl needs to have long hair, but she had this short kind of spunky hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the shows went on, they just girled her up and girled her up and girled her up.
Let the hair grow out.
Yeah. But not only that, like it looks professionally styled all the time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she used to be like this rough tomboy kind of chick. And now it's like, she probably goes horseback riding on the weekends.
Oh man.
Yeah. I'd still let her cradle me to sleep.
God damn it.
I do. I honestly, I'm a total woman when it comes to that shit. I want somebody to like, I want somebody to protect me.
Yeah.
Take care of me.
I can't help but visualize you in like very small, riding in this, in a woman's pocket with that dumb, like super happy face. Like,
yeah,
I'd be so happy
with your hands up on the, you know, the top of the pocket. Like, whoa, where are we going next?
Yeah.
You know,
this is awesome.
I'd be like, can we get Teddy Grahams? Yeah. And she'd be like, if you're good.
And you're looking way up like, oh, Jesus fucking.
And I'd be like,
me.
We're going to do it later. Get out the enlarging ray. I'm ready to come out of this pocket. Yeah.
Goddamn.
No, yeah. I want somebody to spoon me. Like, yeah. I want her to be in the back, you know, doing the spooning. Yeah. I'm a woman.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Why is because that unfortunate?
Most of the women, like, if you were, I don't know, if you decided to look for somebody on the internet and you kind of put that in your profile, I'm looking for a chick to spoon me. You know, the women out there, the only types of women you'd find are like the linebackers, you know.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Really tall.
Yeah, that's the problem. I like, need a really like.
They can break trees over their backs, you know.
Yeah, I think I definitely have like an ideal woman in my head that probably exists, but there's probably only one of them.
Yeah.
And they live someplace nowhere near here.
Yeah.
And definitely wouldn't be online looking for boyfriends.
She's probably very poor and starving right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She lives in Africa. Yeah.
Of course.
She's an albino because I ain't dating no blacks. Gross. But she's in Africa and she's fearing for her life because she's a miracle medicine on two legs. Where was I?
Man.
Making
I'm sorry.
Detective Kate Beckett. She has a voice that I could picture people finding annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but I don't know. I think people like shit that I don't like at all.
Yeah.
Like people like girls with like round button noses, and I think I like angular features.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you I think I'm kind of alone in that. I like a good nose on a woman. I do.
A good nose.
Yeah. Like not like the crazy Slavic.
Be a little more specific. Yeah.
Not like the crazy Slavic nose she had pre-surgery.
Okay.
That looks like part of Stonehenge.
Yeah.
But like, you know, a good nose, like a nice well-defined nose with a point on it and, you know, a nice bridge. A lot of these girls that people think are smoking hotties, they have like no bridge to their nose. And it's just this little fucking, I don't know, like it looks like a dog's nose.
Like you could, if you were very small, you could, it's like a water slide. Just
it's this weird little like round thing, like Pinocchio's nose before it grows.
Yeah.
It's like that, but then with two little balls next to it for nostrils. That's what people like. And I don't like that at all. People like round faces. And oof.
You got to get you a Bosnian girl because they tend to have the more edgy noses. I don't know.
I guess, but they're physically violent.
Yeah, they are.
And they're so old school, they would never spoon me.
Yeah.
And they'd never pay for fucking dinner.
Yep.
Fuck that.
Or work. Hey, they'd cook you some shit.
Yeah,
they
okay,
love being
great.
In the kitchen, right?
Mmm, another dish of unspeakable slop. Thanks, bitch. I worked all day for fucking stewed dog food. Fuck you.
Oh, but the nose. Oh.
Oh, but that is one sexy fucking nose.
Yeah.
No, I do, though. And I like a little, I honestly like a little muscle definition in a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a bodybuilder woman, but people like soft fucking women.
Mm-hmm.
They like arms that look like toothpaste, toothpaste tubes. It looks like a pair of pantyhose filled with toothpaste.
Yeah.
They love that shit.
Mm.
Not me, man.
Really?
Give me a bicep. I'll take it.
Someone you like, you go to give her a massage and you're like, ooh, tense. No, just that's how I'm built, baby.
I want a girl can like arm wrestle and I might win, but it'll be a bit of a struggle.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. And I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
If she wins, great. Great. That just means that if we ever get assaulted and we're together, I can look to her and be like, you better fucking do something. Because you know I'm not going to.
Or we can do it together instead of it just being all you.
That's the thing. I want a girl who will work on our vigilante skills together. Like we'll have a plan. And I want a girl who carries a grappling hook. You know? For those just in case kind of situations. Like, we got to get away. We just murdered some guy. Let's go up this building.
Ooh, an email from eHarmony. We came close. We found a woman who was missing a hand, but put a grappling hook in its place.
Is it a grappling hook launcher or just the hook?
No, just the hook.
Yeah, see, that's worthless. unless she's like tiny and put I can tie a rope to her ankle and throw her. Yeah. That's a fucking worthless grappling hook. Would you date a girl with a hook for a hand?
Oh, man.
I might.
No.
That'd be kind of badass.
I couldn't look past it. Ever.
I couldn't date a girl with a missing leg.
Yeah.
But I could maybe date a girl with a missing hand if she had a suitable hook.
Oh, I'd feel so sorry, though.
She walked around with one of those beige prosthetics, like, why'd you make it beige? It's clear that that's a fucking mannequin hand. You weirdo. Why did you bother to make it beige? Like, trick that shit out. Make it, like, chrome.
Choose your color. Mannequin color.
I'm going to go with beige.
Yeah, the ugliest skin tone ever. All
right. But if it was a nice hook, if she's going with the beige plastic hand, then fuck that bitch. You're never going to live a normal life. Quit trying.
Yeah.
But if it was a nice hook, one of those pincher hooks.
The pincher hook.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine, like, where she's spooning me? And she just reaches around with her hook hand and whoops my nose. Got your nose. Oh, I'd be like, oh, you hook-handed bitch. I love you. God. Oh, God.
No. Oh, man. I'm gonna start looking for you.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, that looks like a good one for Kyle.
You think I should put an ad on Craigslist? Yeah. It'll be very specific.
Must have a pincher.
It'll be ridiculous. Yeah.
God damn.
Well, I have height requirements and all kinds of stuff. That's one thing actually I'm not hung up on at all. A girl could be super short as long as she's not one of those like crinkly looking midgets.
Mm-hmm.
Or she could be taller than me. I don't give a fuck. In fact, taller than me is even a good thing because it helps with the cradling part.
Yeah.
You know, I might be gay. I need a big, strong woman to cradle me to sleep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Puts you up on her shoulders like I do with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Oh, man.
And if she
owns, it does sound like fun, though.
She needs to own a gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why?
Because no women own fucking guns.
That's true.
And if there's a gun in their house, it's because they're dating or married to a guy, and they probably are either just indifferent or not really okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Most or they're women, like one of those cheerleader bitches who, and I don't mean literally cheerleaders, I mean the kind who are so like empty of their own interests that like whatever the guy they're dating is into is their favorite fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it is. So if he likes to go shoot guns, all of a sudden she's got a pink handgun. No pink handguns. You need a gun and you need to have to try to talk me into being okay with it.
Yeah.
And then we're made for each other.
Are you frightened, Kyle? A little bit, but I can get over that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That fear.
Mm-hmm.
Most women carry the mace and the pepper spray. And I was bored one day and I Googled in the news, women that survived rape attacks using pepper spray.
Uh-huh.
I looked up rape attacks or whatever and I couldn't find any. And I was wondering, I don't think that pepper spray works. And I think we all know that. You spray a guy in the face, if he wants it, he's getting it, man. He's getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've never been pepper sprayed. I don't know how bad it actually is.
Probably sucks a lot, yeah.
You'd have to get him, like, way before he actually got to the rape part.
Yeah.
Like, if my dick's in, I'm already a rapist.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she's gouging your eyes out. Don't eat him.
It's a pretty safe bet that I'm already pissed off.
Yeah.
So like pissing me off more isn't going to make me stop with the rape.
Yeah.
Like that was the whole motivation. Like
peeing on a cobra.
Like now, Jesus. I didn't really have a justification for my rape before. Now I kind of do. You just hurt me.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Not that that's actually a justification for rape. I'm talking about in the mind of the rapist. Like before I was just mad at women in general for like who knows what.
Yeah.
And now I'm mad at you because you pepper sprayed me. Yeah, you're getting raped.
Yeah.
So I'm not so... You'd have to get him before. And if you got him before, then how do you know he's a rapist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't seem that practical to me. A gun would be a much better deterrent.
Oh, yeah.
Because even if he's, you know, balls deep, bam, now he's balls dead. You know?
Balls dead. Good one, Kyle. You ever get turned on by those chicks with machine guns, you know?
Oh, no.
AKs.
No, but it's not because of the guns. It's because they're all fucking trash.
That's true.
They're terrible.
It's the chicks, that they put
They're always wearing like a thong and a camo tank top.
Always, yeah.
And like some kind of fucking stupid hat.
Yep.
And shooting machine guns. And they don't give a fuck. They're just like...
I want like a librarian with an AK, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That would be sexy. Yeah.
I don't need... It doesn't... Like, I'm talking
this looks
just,
naughty.
Just a nice handgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you can be responsible with it. Keep it locked up when you're not using it and all that stuff. It's fine. Just have one.
Yeah. What if she...
So that'll go on my Craigslist ad.
Preferred to shoot it gangsta style, you know, like sideways.
I'm okay
with... That would turn
me
off right away.
I'm okay with that as long as she knows that she's going for style over substance there. Because that's not the right way to do that.
Yeah. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Let me show.
I imagine if you practiced enough like that, though, you could get pretty good shooting in that position. It's just the wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
What were we... I was making fun of celebrities, and then I was talking about my ideal woman.
Yeah, we were making fun of your woman from Castle, and what have we done? Where have we gone? We've wandered away.
I'm trying to think of other things to make fun of her for, but I mean, she's just too good.
Yeah, going back, I was only half kidding when I was like, yeah, go for that, Kyle, because if you... You can't really... It's dumb to think you can talk shit about celebrities you like. You know?
I bet I could, given enough thought. I mean, I already did a little bit. Mm. I bet I could, given enough thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason Statham.
Oh, Jason Statham's a fucking ballerina.
Yeah.
He's a little baby man.
Oh.
Jason Statham...
Sandpaper face. Ooh.
Yeah.
Just enough.
Jason Statham... I like Jason Statham, but he looks like a fist. He's one of those people... Ever since I was a little kid, I've known that there is this particular type of person, and I don't know if people know what I mean, but their faces look like fists. There was a kid I knew in elementary school named Ronnie, and he was the first one I remember noticing.
Yeah.
That he had a fist for a face. He had the face of a fist.
Jesus.
And Jason Statham is one of those guys. He's got the face of a fist, but he's also a ballerina or a dancer. Like, that's what he was before he became a big action star, and he was a dancer. And he's fucking bald. Yeah. He's bald. Have you ever see, what was it, Revolver?
I never did, no.
He's got hair in that movie and it's weird.
Fuck. Everybody knows he's, you know, balding.
I have to imagine that was fake hair. Like, it's...
Fuck,
So...
Everybody's staring at that going, really? Did they do that?
Jason Statham, I think, should do a comedy.
Oh, no.
He sort of kind of did with, what are those? Crank? Or is that it?
Crank. Was that? It was kind of funny. Yeah.
Sort of, kind of. I mean, there's parts where they're in public and stuff because he's trying to keep his heart rate up.
That's as close to a comedy as he's...
I think he should do a comedy because he's so fucking serious all the time.
Yeah.
Even in the comedy bits of Crank where he's fucking in public and shit. Like, he's just, I'm Jason Statham and I'm fucking your brains out. In the middle of, well, I think it was at a horse race or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Or maybe it was a football game or something. Yeah, he's just fucking this girl in front of everybody. And he's like, oh, I'm Jason Statham. My life is crazy.
Oh, man. But if you're talking action comedy, right? The combination. If it's an all-out comedy, no, man.
I think he should go straight The Rock and do some movie where he's a nanny or something.
It ruined The Rock. It ruined Ice Cube.
Oh,
the list goes on.
It didn't ruin anybody.
Yes, it did.
Nothing
for me anyway.
Ruined Ice Cube. Ice Cube was always a faggot.
Yeah, but I didn't have to know. It was cool when
everyone
played pretend, you know?
Everyone who's a badass is a secret faggot.
Okay.
Like, it's just the way it is. Because nobody's actually a badass. It's just, they don't exist. They're not real. So, you know, you can go on all day when you're an angry youth about fuck the police and, you know, shooting people and dealing drugs and stuff. But at the end of the day, you're just another faggot. And one day, if you get comfortable enough, you're going to make movies about taking your family on a camping trip.
Yeah.
Which is a ridiculous premise because they're black and they don't do that.
Black people don't camp, man. Yeah.
Which is weird because they're savages. So you would think they would love the great outdoors.
They're outdoors all the time anyway.
Yeah. You don't actually live in your house. You live on the porch.
I live for camping. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's why they don't go camping, because every day is camping.
That's true.
Yes, but Ice Cube was always a faggot.
Yeah.
Who else did you mention? The Rock?
The Rock, yeah.
Look at The Rock sometime. Like,
you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Okay, anytime he's not being The Rock, he always looks like he's ready for a dick. Like, at all times. Like, he might as well be wearing that tutu from the Tooth Fairy or whatever the fuck that movie was all the time. He's a great guy, I think. I would probably enjoy hanging out with him. But he's just so smiley, and he's got like a head like a Stretch Armstrong doll or something. Like, it's weird looking. Anyway, there was another guy, right?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, it wouldn't ruin Jason Statham.
Okay.
He's a fucking ballerina. They should make a movie. They should make Black Swan 2.
Yeah.
Black Swan Harder, and it'll be Jason Statham.
Black Swan Harder.
And he thinks he's turning into goose or whatever. Yeah. Like swan, I guess. And his toes fuse together.
Damn.
He's like, oi. My toes are fused together. I'm Jason Statham.
That's just his that's, he just keeps repeating that line. Yeah. But
yeah.
It's still great.
And he drives a Mustang. Like, he's trying to get to the big performance, the big recital. And he's driving a Mustang, and he like flips it over the building and crashes down through the roof and onto the stage and gets out and does a pirouette or whatever ballerinas do. And everybody loves him, and he grows wings and he flies away.
I'm Jason Statham.
Yeah. And then his mom is very overprotective.
Yeah.
I would love to see a movie where Jason Statham has to deal with an overprotective mother.
Oh, God.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
It should be like, My Mom's a Bitch, the movie. And Jason Statham is this guy who's trying so hard to be a badass all the time. Like, he's a bouncer at a club or something. And his mom's always coming around
Jason?
And hassling him for being like, this job is too dangerous. And she comes by with like a packed lunch in a brown paper bag.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But mom, I'm Jason Statham.
She brings him a change of underwear. She's like, I know you didn't do laundry. And all the hot chicks, all the hot babes in the club are like, oh my God, Jason Statham has a mother.
Gross.
Gross. Yeah. Can you believe it? I would never date a guy with a mother. It is so gay.
He like came out of that thing too.
Mm-hmm. I would never let a baby come out of my vagina. It is sick. It is so sick.
Society would just be better off.
Well,
all right, lady.
Yeah. It might be.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I was reading the forums. I was reading stuff in the forums. Let's see. Half Left says, I love that there's an aisle in your local convenience store that has condoms, batteries, work gloves, and motor oil. My kind of party. Is that unusual?
No, that's pretty normal.
I feel
normal.
Like, I mean, here it's normal. What do they have in the UK? You know?
You go into a gas station.
A petrol station.
It's all food. Yeah. They don't have that weird aisle with oddball shit.
Maybe their petrol stations are like Walmart's.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, separate aisles for all that. We have a hardware section. Why would you put the condoms next to the work gloves when you have a whole section for prophylactics?
Yeah.
You know?
That's got to be it. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think that was weird. I mean, I guess it's kind of weird. That's sort of why I mentioned it, but yeah. And then he says, weird punk rock grandpa could be the name of a band.
Fuck yes, yeah.
Then he says, you can't change your mind unless you want to, which is in quotes, because that's something I'm Kilo said last week. And then Gavin says, bam, perfect example of the fundamental difference between believers and non-believers. The latter knows that the truth is not affected by what you want, which is a good point, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't change your mind unless you want to. Well, yeah, I suppose, but the truth is I would change my mind if you had anything to say to me that was persuasive.
Yeah, some solid evidence. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really about wanting
to.
It's about, like, if God appeared before me.
Yes, I love. We've brought this up so many times.
If God appeared before me right now, and Orion also saw him.
Yeah. Sup, bitches?
Then I'd be like, shit, I guess I had this all wrong. So God, can you clear some things up? Because I think you might actually be kind of an asshole, but I believe you exist now. Yeah. So, you know, that's cleared up.
Yeah. We need to talk.
How could I not believe that? Because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then the Gray Ghost, or Sean Ryan from Method to Madness, says, I second chai tea. Tasting like pumpkin pie is exactly how I describe it as well. though it depends on where you get it. If you get it from a place like Starbucks. Oh, no.
Listen,
you get it
to these prissy faggots talking about chai tea.
If you get it from a place like Starbucks, they use some kind of gross, overspiced flavor.
Ew, overspiced. This is too overspiced.
You can steep it yourself, but if you get it from a coffee shop, I recommend it with a shot of espresso added.
Oh, man.
Man, you guys and your tea.
Grow a testicle.
If you get it from Starbucks, I mean, I've never had it, period, so I definitely don't know what it's like from Starbucks versus anywhere else. But I really can't imagine that Starbucks has fucked it up so bad.
Jesus.
Oh, these corporations, they just don't know how to make good tea. It can't be that hard. There's no way that they're fucking the tea up.
Personal preference. It's we're all our greatest critics.
People hate Starbucks, which is ridiculous. It's the same thing as people who hate McDonald's. You know what drives me crazy about people who hate McDonald's?
What's that?
And they do the same thing with Taco Bell. They always, invariably, if you find like a conversation on the internet of people talking about McDonald's or Taco Bell, somebody will come in and be like, you actually think there's real meat in there?
Yeah.
Yes, fucking moron. What do you think it is? What do you think I'm eating? Yeah. What do you think? What kind of crazy, insane conspiracy do you think is going on here that they're feeding us that's not real meat? I mean, this shit is regulated. When they say, I've heard people say this and it's total bullshit, that like McDonald's would say 100% pure beef. And they're like, that's just some kind of legal thing that they're allowed to say because it actually means this and doesn't literally mean 100% pure beef. Like, I think it was something like they get their beef from a company called 100% beef or something like that.
I read that on a YouTube annotation.
It's so fucking stupid. You guys are complete morons. It's the same mentality that had people years ago saying that Kentucky Fried Chicken was growing mutated headless chickens in vats. Yeah. And that's where the chicken was coming from. Yep. Are you kidding me? That would be a scientific breakthrough. You fucking morons. You think you wouldn't hear about that?
I get that too. Like, I was like, oh, I had this thing from Taco Bell, the XXL Chalupa. And they're like, ooh, did you know Taco Bell uses grade F meat?
That's such bullshit.
I Googled it, never found any.
That's because it's nonsense.
Sliver of evidence on that. Grade F, that would be like cat food.
Cat food would be better. Did you know that pet food, I think, I'd have to check to verify on this, but I believe that pet food actually is held to a pretty high standard because it has to be made to be able to be consumed by a human.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that's true. Yeah. So it wouldn't even be pet food.
Yeah, these fucks. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. People want so bad to hate these corporations. And I don't really understand why. I mean, I understand that in a general sense, people like having an enemy. Mm-hmm. They like having someone that they can blame things on, someone that they can get mad at, someone that they can rail against. I mean, I guess I'm probably the same. That's kind of my favorite thing to do.
It's fun.
Go off on things that I don't like. But I try not to do it without a reason. My throat's whistling again.
Yeah. Cancer.
I try not to do it without a reason, and they don't have any reason. People hate McDonald's. They think it's the worst fucking thing in the world. Well, okay, if you actually just don't like it, that's totally fine. But people will say shit like, I can't believe anybody would put that filth in their body.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cheeseburger.
Yeah. You get one of these fucks in your car, and you go on a road trip, and you're like, everybody hungry? We're going to stop real quick at a McDonald's. Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Being the keyword. Oh, fuck that, guys. No, I can't eat at McDonald's. Where are we supposed to go? Like the fucking Olive Garden?
No,
yeah,
gotta,
real quick.
No, you got to find a nice mom and pop joint.
God damn.
I swear to God, you could have an old lady open up a burger joint where she just makes the burgers herself and the place would flood with morons because they would think that this automatically is so much better than corporate fucking bullshit. And she could be buying these burgers at McDonald's. There could be like a hidden McDonald's in the back room and they're the exact same fucking thing made by the same shitty Mexicans. And she could be feeding you just in a different wrapper and you'd be like, oh, this is so much better than McDonald's. I can't even believe anybody would go to McDonald's when there's a grandma's stupid shack right here.
You could drive by that kind of place and just hear from the outside all the
yeah.
From outside, all the people like
And she could charge $20 a burger, and these fucking so hipster faggots would buy it because they'd be like, you know, it's kind of pricey, but it's worth it. And I mean, they use free range cows.
They're so much happier.
Their chicken nuggets are shaped like gloves instead of boots.
That's worse, in my opinion. I don't know why.
What, free range?
Like, these animals are so fucking happy, and then we murder them.
At least
I like mine miserable.
Yeah, at least the
murdered.
Factory
okay.
farm animals.
They know what's
like,
coming. Like, yeah. Please kill me.
Okay. All right. Life is shit. You're doing me a favor here. Yeah. Put the fucking weird air gun in my brain.
Bandsaw, I'll open wide.
Whatever. Oh. Slit that throat. Yeah. I am done. I am checking out.
Yeah. God damn.
Take my beak. I wasn't using it.
Free range.
Yeah, free range. It's so silly too, because like free range does barely mean shit. It just means they get to walk around sometimes. Yeah. It's like saying you have free range slaves,
yeah,
because you give them a break every 5 hours, yeah, like to take a lap.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't really, if your position is that we shouldn't be doing this, then free range doesn't really make it any better.
Yeah. Going back to the chai tea thing, this mm-hmm. reminded me, I had to throw this out there. I was talking to this guy at work. He was looking for this soda. It's like an obscure soda called Izzy or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people ask for it, you know? So he's like, where's this Izzy soda? And I show him and I ask him, I'm like, well, is this stuff pretty good? You know, it's pretty popular. People must love this shit. And he gives me this look like, oh, fuck. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. It's for my mom. I drink beer.
Oh, wow.
He made me feel so stupid, Kyle.
What an asshole.
Because for like 30 seconds, I was talking about how many people asked about it. Is it good? You know, I guess there's a lot of flavors, but we only carry these. I'm sorry. And he's just looking at me like, please shut up.
It's like the people who talk shit about quote-unquote girly drinks.
Yeah,
you know, if you go to the bar, there are certain fucking guys who probably have faces like fists. And you'll sit there, you'll sit, yeah, at the fucking bar. They're either that or they're just the wieneriest guys, because, yeah, they're overcompensating for something. But you sit at the bar with them and they'll order, you know, some dark fuck beer that just tastes like, just, oh, like it went bad. Because it's all bad. And then you order some kind of, you know, pink or green drink that, you know, as alcohol goes, tastes kind of okay.
I like apples. Apple teeny, please.
Yeah. And they will just poke fun at you all night long. I can't believe you're drinking that pussy shit.
You're breaking a man law there, buddy.
Yeah, you break. Fuck you. Yeah. What you're drinking tastes like shit. Yeah. And you would know that, but all men are supposed to drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
And what difference does it make if it's like, it's a color?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you like things that are flavored, like things that people like the flavors of?
Oh, fuck you.
What an asshole. No self-respecting man likes the flavor of fruit juice. Are you fucking kidding me? I wouldn't be caught dead with a fruit juice in my hand. Ugh, the only things I drink are beer and motor oil. Mostly motor oil.
God damn.
Jesus Christ. Fucking assholes. I got a whole bunch of news stories that I kind of want to get into.
Yeah.
But I sort of didn't want to get into it in this first segment.
Yeah.
And segment. And I kind of have to pee.
Okay.
And I think this might be a good place to take a break. How do you feel about taking a break?
I'm feeling pretty good about it, Kyle.
Yeah. Let's take a break. I gotta go post an ad on Craigslist looking for a burly 7-foot-tall woman who owns a gun, has a hook for a hand. I didn't think about how those things would interact. Pinch the hook for a hand and a gun. She has to shoot it one-handed.
Yeah.
And she'll cuddle me all night long. Mm-hmm. And she has a shrinking ray. All right, we will be right back. I just had a terrible thought all up in your grill.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
Hey, everybody. We're back again.
Hey.
It's like a whole second show, after a show.
Two in one.
Two shows for the price of two shows. Because they're all free. So really, it's like two for the price of 10, two for the price of 100, two for the price of none.
The savings?
Think of the savings. Think of the children. Anyway.
Yeah.
Orion.
Yeah.
You and I got an email the other day from, we were in the woods the other day. We got an email from Sean Ryan.
Yes.
Of Method to Madness podcast at thegrayghost.net. And last week I talked about him. He's starting a new podcast.
Yes.
And it's going to be not about Japanese cartoons or video games.
It's going to be cool and not gay.
Yeah. And he sent us an email with two episodes of this new show, which I believe are still not out yet. So we got kind of a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I felt honored, you know, like, what the fuck? I still think it's bizarre that anyone gives a shit what I think about anything. You know, like when I was talking shit about Whiskey Thursday and John Paul is writing me emails like, you know, kind of actually addressing points that I made as if I made any valid points.
Yeah.
Basically, all I said was Ryan has a terrible mouth. So yeah, now Sean Ryan is sending me his podcast and like asking for feedback and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's great. And I appreciate that. And I did really honestly feel kind of honored that I got to listen to these before anybody else. So I listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got two episodes in the chamber waiting to be released. And I listened to both of them. The new show is called Alpha Protocol. He mentioned in the email that it was okay to talk about this on the show. So I'm assuming it's okay to say what the name is. I haven't been like really checking out his stuff. I don't know if that's been announced yet or whatever. So maybe this is breaking news.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is an exclusive, an Itchhat exclusive.
If we get an email like, oh, you spoiled it, we'll have
you
to go back and edit it. And then when you say that, something you have to record over something silly.
The new podcast is called Babies. the Babies Show. For babies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I listened to it. I listened to both episodes. I sent him an email back with some feedback, but at that point I had only heard most of the first episode
because
I was listening to it at work and then work got out and I just turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had positive things to say about it. That first episode was him and this guy named Kevin, and that's his normal co-host on Method to Madness. And I think they have excellent chemistry together.
Yeah.
I think they do a good show together. I think they play off each other well. They started out the show talking about just some kind of random stuff. They were talking about conventions and things, and I was a little not
interested
in that.
What are you doing? Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. It just was like, you know, that was the kind of stuff where, you know, I was at work working, and so I'd like suddenly realize I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning of that show, they said this one was going to be about superheroes. And that, like, at first I was like, oh no. And then when they got into the superhero talk, they were doing a character creation for a tabletop role-playing game. So it was basically like creating superhero Dungeons and Dragons characters is what they were doing for this show.
Interesting.
And again, I was like, I don't fucking know about this, man. I mean, I thought, you know, we're going to do a show and it's not going to be about anime or video games. So I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to hear about some hilarious, cool shit. And then it's like, instead, it's going to be about every other nerdy thing on the planet
Dungeons
that nobody
and Dragons.
Likes. But no, they actually made it work. They kept me interested. I was actually paying attention while they were essentially just rolling dice and creating made-up superheroes to play in a role-playing game. So if you were able to do that, then you must have been doing something right.
Yeah.
Especially because my initial reaction was, whoa, I don't think this is going to work out. Now, I listened to the second episode, and I hadn't talked to him about this one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the second episode, I don't remember what it was about.
So many things.
I think the problem was the co-host in the second episode was a robot. He was a man, I'm pretty sure. But, it's not a bad voice. It's not like a Ryan-esque bad voice.
Oh, okay.
It's
not
like,
an actual robot.
It sounded like he was giving a presentation for science class the whole time. And I think they talked about, I don't know, video games or something. I honestly don't remember because that guy has like it's not a calming influence. It's just like a boring influence.
He recites his memory like it's a script. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a autism bot kind of. Yeah. And they might have been saying interesting things, but that guy. So And the thing is, I said when I first listened to Whiskey Thursday, Sean Ryan was on there, and I said that John Paul had an okay voice for this kind of stuff, but everybody else had terrible voices.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of take that back. I think Anthony LaBerge, the guy I want to build a bear and nap on, I think he has kind of a very generic man voice. It's not bad. It's just like there's no personality to it, really. Not in like a radio personality sense. Yeah. Ryan's just like, okay, whatever.
He's like the guy you turn to after you talk to the interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and me talking, and then we turn to fucking Larry over there.
Right.
What do you think there, Larry?
Yeah. And Sean Ryan actually does, he has a presence and like a character to his voice. So I had initially said that he had a bad voice, but I take it back. He's actually pretty good at what he does. But that friend of yours, man, I don't know who that was. You know, I feel a little bad when I talk shit about Ryan mm-hmm. on Whiskey Thursday because John Paul's like, yeah, but I love him. And I'm like, yeah, but you shouldn't. And, you know, maybe this is like your best friend from kindergarten. You grew up together. You're just the closest of close. You know, you've seen each other's dicks and it wasn't gay. It just, you've known each other so long, it was bound to happen. I don't know. But just get him out of your life, man. He's dragging you down.
Man.
Oh, it is bad. He is just a bunch of bricks.
Oh! Now, for the record, I haven't listened because I've been busy changing diapers.
Uh-huh.
So he's probably like, oh, Ryan, I sent you this email. No feedback. What the fuck?
Yeah, Ryan hasn't listened yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's, you know, two shows.
Yeah.
One of them I thought was really good. Mm-hmm. One of them I thought was, and I don't do this, you know, like this is unprecedented. All the talk I've done about Whiskey Thursday and Method to Madness is unprecedented. Every time I've talked about podcasts in the past, for the most part, it's been to just tear them apart and just talk about how terrible they are. So I really liked the one. And that's kind of a big deal if you at all care about what my opinion is, which again, you shouldn't, but whatever. But the second one, you know, so one out of two.
Yeah.
And there only are two. So, you know, maybe the third one, will also be awesome. And then the fourth one will also be awesome. And then the fifth one will be, meh, it was okay. Yeah. And then the sixth one, you'll have that guy on again and everyone listening will kill themselves. But you will have at that point had, what was that, four awesome shows?
Yeah.
So, you know, overall, you're doing good.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about that. I did email him back, but I hadn't talked about the second episode. So, and he said we could talk about it on the show. So I wanted to address that. I do have news stories and stuff and I want to get to them.
Yeah.
But we also have a little bit on the Twitter, and the Facebook. Should we do that first?
We'll do that first. Yeah.
Okay. What do you want? Twitter or Facebook first?
Twitter.
Okay. On the Twitter, the Gray Ghost, Sean Ryan, says, so there's a dessert version of a turducken, the chirpumple. Greatness or gluttonous horror? I might switch cherry for pecan, though. So the chirpumple, I got to look this up, actually.
Yeah.
I forgot to do this. Chirpumple. I think it's like a pie?
Just saying that word and hearing it makes
I've heard
my
of this
mouth
before.
Water.
I've heard of it before. I just can't think of what it is. Here's a news article about it. Is there like, can I just type define chirpumple into Google? Define chirpumple. Nope, that doesn't work. Some chirpumple. Okay, a dessert comprising cherry, pumpkin, and apple pies, each baked inside a layer of cake.
Oh my God.
Okay. Cut it out, you guys. there's a picture of it here.
Stop fucking around.
There's a picture of it here, and it looks like something that would attack you in a sewer in Half-Life 2. it's pretty gross looking. I like cherry pie. I like pumpkin pie a whole lot. I like apple pie. I don't really care so much for cake. And just putting three pies on top of each other and then baking them in a cake. Just, I don't know. It sounds like you were trying too hard. So gluttonous horror, I guess.
Absolutely.
He said he might switch cherry for pecan. I've had pecan pie. I like it, but not that much.
Really?
And for some reason, this is going to be really weird, and nobody's going to be on board with me on this, but there's a part in Super Mario Brothers RPG, or maybe it's just Super Mario RPG. I think it is just Super Mario RPG, but the Super Nintendo game where you have to bring a cricket pie to a frog,
mm-hmm.
And for some reason, pecan pie always reminds me of cricket pie.
Oh, man.
Like, when I read cricket pie in that game, I pictured a pecan pie.
Pecan pie is the best.
I guess it's because the pecans in the pecan pie kind of look like a bunch of, not really crickets, like cockroaches, just all smothered in cockroach goo.
Yeah, I'm not following, no. I don't
really
see it.
Not at all.
They look delicious.
They really don't look most
like they
nuts.
They belong in my belly.
I like nuts.
Yeah.
But most nuts really don't look delicious. Like walnuts kind of look like testicles when they're still in the shell. And when you take them out of the shell, they look like squirrel brains or something.
Yeah.
Pecans also look like they're just these weird squiggly things. They look like maybe, you know, a tiny scale model of intestines or something. They don't look delicious. I don't look at a pecan and go, holy shit, my mouth is watering. Give me that pecan.
But you don't have to think of, you can't think of the ingredients.
What do they put on pecans in the pecan pie? Because as far as I can tell, a pecan pie is a pie. It's a pie crust filled with pecans and then like,
Some delicious goo.
Somebody who has drank way too much Coke and not enough water pees into the pie. And then they let it kind of congeal, and that's a pecan pie. what's the glue holding the pecans together in a pecan pie?
I don't know, but I believe it to be the best part because...
Well, a diabetic's urine is probably kind of sweet.
Take out the pecans, I'd probably eat it, and it'd be the best, yeah.
Take out the pecans so it's just... Oh, God, that's just a puddle.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a puddle in a crust.
That gooey deliciousness.
Oof, what is that stuff? I guess it reminds me of bug guts. Like, you squish a nasty bug, and pecan pie filling comes out.
Jesus, you... No, it's deliciousness.
The funny thing is, I actually kind of like pecan pie.
Yeah.
I just think it looks kind of gross. And I would never substitute a cherry pie with a pecan pie.
I don't know.
Like that takes a certain kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You know?
Pumpkin pie, you know, I guess I can see what you're saying. Like pumpkin pie, you look at it and you're like, what the fuck?
No, pumpkin pie looks awesome.
Off orange color.
Pumpkin pie is the best pie.
And if you leave it in the fridge a little too long, it has like a skin to it, you know?
What do they make pie fillings out of other than like fruits and stuff?
Am I wrong to feel retarded because I don't know,
like I'm thinking right now about like a cherry pie.
Yeah,
cherry pie again is just a pie crust filled with cherries and then some goo. What's the goo? is it just sugar and water? Is that all it is?
Do we even need anything else?
No,
just give
more
me the goo.
No more goo. I just want a pie crust filled with cherries. It's just a container for my cherries.
Yeah I used to think, you throw cherries in a crust, bake it, and you get the goo. But no, that's just silly.
You know what I think would be really good?
Yeah.
Is if you basically made a pizza inside of a pie crust and then baked it.
Oh, man.
I guess that's more or less a deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Or a lasagna.
Yeah, too much. I don't know.
Oh, I would eat that.
I'd eat like one piece and be like, why am I full?
I'm going to
keep eating until I die.
I'm not real big on desserts, to be honest. I mean, I like sweet stuff, but I would much rather, like if you were like, you can have a slice of pie or you can have a slice of pizza. And I can't have both.
Yeah.
I'd pick the pizza most times.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I'd already eaten like a ton of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd take a McDonald's double cheeseburger over a slice of pie.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So take that, corporation haters. Next up on the Twitter, let's see. John Paul, Fight Bait from Whiskey Thursday, said he just realized he's 4 episodes behind on Idge Hat, which
that's unforgivable.
Inexcusable.
Yeah.
How about you take those nipple rings out, stop playing with them, and get your ass on the internet and listen to our podcast.
Yeah, what else
won't
do
hear
you have
this.
To do all day? Jesus.
He won't hear this for another month.
Motherfucker.
He's so behind. And then our buddy Devin says, I concur with the forum commentary. I would like to see segments once more. Also, I think you should name one Atheist's Corner.
Hmm.
And then he says the atheism never gets old. Atheist, and he capitalized never, NEVER, gets old. Theists are either unbelievably stupid or inconsolably delusional. Atheist's Corner.
Ooh, what do you think, Kyle?
Well, I guess the most atheistic thought I was thinking today was just how fucking ridiculous it is to believe in a God or to believe in any kind of religious nonsense, any kind of like meaning or purpose to the universe, or just inherent goodness mm-hmm. or intrinsic value in anything, when just living in the world should tell you that that's all bullshit. Like, just think about what, like, the fucking Holocaust happened. Yeah. Like, how fucking ridiculous. What a sick fucking joke the world would be if it was designed and, like, there was a benevolent something or other watching over us and they let that happen. Or fucking furries. Like, these poor, sick fucks.
Yeah.
They didn't ask for this. It's not their fault, really, but we hate them anyway because they're weird and creepy and they want to have sex with animals and be animals. Like, they're psychotic, I guess, but they didn't ask for that. Like, what loving God would let a furry happen?
Yeah. Capital agreed.
Or anything, man. You know, yeah. Like, I'll be sitting at home watching YouTube videos and, like, getting angry about some just nonsense. Meanwhile, a bunch of kids in Africa just died.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Like, that? This is the universe we live in, and you think that this is the Jersey Shore didn't tip you off?
Yeah.
That there's no fucking God? I mean, the fact that the Teletubbies are a thing, not that I think that they're evil, just that they had to exist.
Yeah.
That any of this stuff has to exist. That there are orphanages in the world.
Silliness and
none of this makes you go,
things, yeah.
I don't know. There might not be like a really loving magic dad that loves us all and is watching. What a dick he is.
Yeah.
You know, he's watching this whole thing go down. It's all so silly. Like, the world is just, it's a sick fucking joke mm-hmm. if it's by design.
Yeah. It's disgusting to see people that don't see how horrible and shitty life really is.
Yeah.
And we make the best of it, you know. You can crack a joke, do some hobbies, but, like, deep down, like, life is shit. And people that frolic around like that's not the case, oh, just get under my skin.
I guess another thing I was thinking about today, and I'm sure somebody, if they wanted to, could, like, contradict some of the things I'm about to say, because I'm sure they've interpreted it differently or whatever. But I was thinking about, you know, Adam and Eve
yeah.
and the Garden of Eden and all that. And in the beginning, God made Adam. And then he was like, yeah, you need a bitch. So then he made Eve mm-hmm. and they're just walking around naked,
he
having a good old time in the garden.
Yeah.
And God's like, you see that tree over there? Don't fuck around with that tree.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, God, what a dick. Why did you make that tree?
Yeah.
God didn't need that tree. Nobody needed that tree. That tree was for no one.
Yeah.
That tree was just there
yeah.
for you to not eat from it. That's the only reason it was there.
Yeah.
It was only there so he could have something to be mad at you about later.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he knew you were going to do that if he's truly omniscient.
Yep.
So he actually did put it there just yeah. to get mad at you later. So, okay, don't eat from this tree. Well, why not? Well, because I don't remember what God has supposedly told them. If he told them it would kill him, I don't think he told them the truth. But it's the tree of knowledge. And then Eve gets tempted by the talking snake, which I don't know. Did God ever say don't listen to snakes? He probably should have.
It's the devil.
Anyway, talking snake's like, hey, you should try this fruit. Like, God doesn't want you to have it because it's fucking awesome. And he's really just kind of being a dick, which props to you, talking snake, because you were right.
Yeah.
Anyway, she eats the fruit. She's like, Adam, you got to try this fucking fruit. And Adam tries the fruit. And then God's like, I guess he comes back from his lunch break.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold the phone. And Adam and Eve are like, oh, now we have all this knowledge. Now we know that we're, like, naked and separated from God. Like, why did you not want them to know that? What a prick.
Yeah.
Seriously, the tree of knowledge. It's so telling that the tree of knowledge was the thing that God didn't want you to eat from. The tree of knowledge.
I don't want you to know stuff.
It's not like he said, don't eat from the tree of evil.
Mm-hmm.
It was the tree of knowledge.
That's horrible.
What a prick.
Yeah.
He wanted, God is like the biggest douchebag frat boy who wants
yeah.
the most stupid, slutty babe to be his girl
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't want to be challenged.
Yep.
He doesn't want to have any kind of intellectual conversations. He wants her to be subservient to him and just be up for boning whenever the need arises. That's what God wants out of you. He didn't want you to know that you were separated from him and that you had a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just wanted you to look down and always see a fig leaf or whatever. I don't know. I think the fig leaf thing is actually supposed to be, like, after they ate the fruit and then they covered up with the fig leaf, whatever.
Shame. Yeah.
But that's like almost the first story in the Bible, you know, like
yeah.
that's the very beginning of mankind. and God was being a dick straight out the gate.
But they don't, yeah. The most people that are into it don't really know the stories that well. You could question them.
Well,
like,
I don't.
Well, I'm not certain.
I don't know all the story know that is, well. What I just said is everybody yeah. knows what I just said.
Yeah.
I might even be wrong about parts of it. Like, I think I have read somewhere that, like, the Tree of Knowledge is a mistranslation. It was actually the Tree of, you know, something else that basically means the same thing, and God was still being a dick.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I probably have parts of it wrong, but the general story is the same.
Mm-hmm.
He was being a dick.
Yeah.
What do you think, Orion?
What do I think?
Atheist Corner.
I wanted to put my two grains of sugar in, and
okay.
it's kind of like a let's turn this around. It's totally different. I'm not going to rant really, but I
okay.
have a friend who's an atheist, and he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, what a dick.
Who I'm not going to name names, but she dances, whatever.
Like
she was going to have
strip dances?
No, like okay. a ballet or something.
Like
shit.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yes. And she was having a recital. And it just happened to fall, like the location was at a church.
Uh-huh.
And he refused to go because it was at a church. And I'm an atheist. And I was like, what a dick. Like, what does that matter? What is that challenging? You know, what is that? Is that...
Was it just in a church because they needed a space, or was it somehow religiously
yes,
sponsored?
No.
Or
it wasn't a religious yeah. recital at all. Yeah.
I would go. Well, I wouldn't go because I wouldn't go to a fucking dance recital.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't date a dancer. But... If I was,
yeah.
I would go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that there are some extremely weird atheists out there that bug me. Like I get being in a church makes your skin crawl. I get it. But like just stepping foot in it kind of lends some kind of like, haha, we got you. Welcome to the team, you know?
Yeah.
For
the
know.
Most
yeah.
part, it's not the building that makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
You know, I can exist in the same space as some bricks that happen to make up a church.
They make it, yeah. It just
to
has
a certain
that
extent,
feel like...
To a certain extent, though, the yeah. buildings are what makes my skin crawl, because the really elaborate ones, like just there are so many churches around here. Like today on the way to work,
yeah.
I was just watching out the window and I wasn't counting them. I should have been, but we passed several churches on
yeah.
the way to work, and it's like a 15-minute drive tops.
Yeah.
Several churches, not just one. So, and a lot of these things are just unbelievably extravagant. Like, mm-hmm. there's no reason your church couldn't look like an office building.
Yeah.
But they don't. They're crazy custom things with stained glass and weird arches and just crazy everything's... And the modern ones are all, like, glass and steel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were designed by some kind of crazy art. Like, this is a custom job. This thing must have cost a fortune.
Well, they're competing for your business.
They yeah. shouldn't be. Yeah, but they are.
Ooh, this looks fancier. Let's go here.
They're competing for your business. Yeah. And it is business. Like,
it is, yeah.
Where do you think that money came from?
Yeah.
That money came from you morons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's disgusting. So on that level, it does make my skin crawl, the mm-hmm. idea of being in there, because this was paid for by a bunch of people being scammed.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disgusting.
But that was my Atheist Corner bit. That's all I had to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it for the Twitter. Let's see. The Facebook, nobody actually commented directly on me asking for questions and suggestions this week. And we didn't get any voicemails this week.
Mm.
But I'm Kilo commented on the post that I made about the last episode going up.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't need Facebook for people to find me. I have a website. Google my name and I'm the first 7 results. Who am I hiding from? I'm hiding from the internet never forgets. I'd prefer to not have this conversation come up if someone were to Google my name. First of all, I kind of wonder what you think was so terrible about this conversation. Like, if somebody Googled your name and they found out that you don't like to put your name out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess maybe if they're really reading into it, they're like, he doesn't want to put his name out on the internet, so he must be a child rapist or something equally terrible. But that's like a lot of assumptions to make.
Well, shit, I don't know. It's like I've posted shit on Facebook and hid the post from people because they're... I'm not afraid, but I know how certain people could react to something I say, you know. I'd just rather not deal with the bullshit.
I've never done that. I've never posted something to Facebook and hid it from anyone. And the only people I would would be coworkers.
Coworkers, yeah.
And because that is a legitimate fear, because I need that job. Mm-hmm. And so if I say something that sets one of them off and somehow starts some chain reaction of events that somehow gets back to, you know, me getting fired.
Yeah.
That's bad news. But those are the only people I would hide shit from on Facebook, because everybody else can fuck off.
That's true, yeah. But then when it's family, it's like the phone's blowing up.
Well,
your email. Oh, fuck.
That's why to this day I haven't friended my mom.
Yeah.
Or my sister.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them.
You're a wise man.
Interacting with those posts.
Yeah.
So yeah, then he says, related story. I had to find the phone number of an ex-coworker to ask a random question. So I Googled his name. On the first page of results were comments to a blog post, which did not make him appear in a favorable light.
And
yeah,
nope, that was it. Oh,
and I'm sure you don't want to give details. You don't want to give the guy's name, obviously.
Yeah.
But I am curious as to what that means. Didn't make him appear in a favorable light. Like, did you find a picture of him fucking a horse?
You know, left me hanging, man.
What could it be?
What, like, is this?
I found a blog post of him, like, talking about how all niggers should be strung up in the center of town. Like, how bad could it possibly be?
Yeah.
Whatever you found. So I'm wondering about that. Yeah. He probably won't tell.
Yeah.
He seems to have dropped the religion thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever wanted to discuss it in the first place. I think he was just trying to make a point that, you know, there's no reason we can't all be friends. But, you know, I did ask, you know, I'd love to know more about what you actually believe. And he hasn't, you know, responded to that really. So I think he just wants to drop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't imagine he's going to come back with whatever he found on this guy. Because basically the same reason, that wasn't his point.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about that. For one thing, the internet absolutely does fucking forget. I have had multiple websites in the past, and they don't exist even on the Internet Archive. The internet does forget.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on where you put the stuff. Like, if you put it on Facebook, Facebook is probably going to be around for a long time. But it's also, you don't really find people's Facebook posts for the most part when you Google search stuff. You might find their Facebook if you Google search their name,
yeah.
But you won't find their posts.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
And, you know, I guess it's weird to me that you're writing things on the internet that, like, you don't want people to read. I guess you do want people to read it, but not certain people. Mm-hmm. And I guess it depends on who the certain people are, like what their role in your life is.
Mm-hmm.
If they're your friends, then what are you doing with those people? But if they're coworkers, then yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I get it. And that's it for the Twitters and the Facebooks. So, would you like to hear a story?
Yes, I would.
Okay, this is a story I've been meaning to talk about for weeks now. I was going to talk about it when John was on. I was going to talk about it last week.
This is that one. All
right. And I kept not getting to it.
Yeah.
And so it probably won't be that great now that I'm finally getting to it. You know, I've set it up. I've built it up in my own head.
Yeah.
Fix a flat butt injections lead to arrest. That's the headline.
Christ.
Miami, Florida, because like all fucked up things, it had to take place in Florida. A Miami Gardens transgender woman is facing charges of practicing medicine without a license after police say she injected a patient's rear with everything but the kitchen sink in an illegal cosmetic surgery procedure. So right off the bat, a transgendered woman. That means it's a man, right? A transgendered woman. If you're going to qualify it with transgender, then the gender pronoun or whatever is what they want to be.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
Transgender, transvestite, all that stuff. Transvestites are people who just dress up as the other sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Transgender is more of a vague thing, I think. Like, that could mean they're a post-op, or it could mean they just also dress up like that, but then they also identify as it, whereas a transvestite could be like a dude who dresses as a chick, but he's totally a dude.
It's like I listen to rock. Well, what kind? Alternative? Classic? Ooh.
So this is a dude who genuinely thinks he's a chick.
Yeah.
So already crazy. And then he starts injecting shit into people's butts. O'Neill Ron Morris, 30, was arrested Friday after an investigation by Miami Gardens Police and the Florida Department of Health. According to police, the victim saw Morris. You can't be a victim of plastic surgery, of illegal plastic surgery, unless it's a Batman villain that goes around kidnapping people and performing these things against your will. You're not a victim. The victim saw Morris in May and was injected in her buttocks with a substance consisting of cement, Fix-A-Flat, mineral oil, and super glue. And Fix-A-Flat, for anybody who doesn't know, is this shit that comes in a can, like an aerosol can, with like a little plastic hose and a little screwy bit that you screw onto the air valve in your tires in your car. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a little leak, you spray this stuff in there. It's like, I don't know what it is, like some kind of rubbery substance that patches the hole from the inside. That's what Fix-A-Flat is. And so this person's injecting, this man, woman, is injecting this into people's butts.
Why?
Along with cement, mineral oil, and super glue. And you know what? You know what's funny is the weirdest thing out of all of those to me is the mineral oil.
Really?
Like cement, I kind of get for
cement,
like a...
man.
Cement, I kind of get as like a filler. I mean, I wouldn't use it. I mean, it's cement. But I get it like it's kind of a filler. Super glue, I guess maybe the idea was it holds everything together.
Oh,
and Fix-A-Flat kind of, not only does it patch the hole from the inside, but it also pumps it up. You know, it inflates
that.
The tire. So I sort of get that stuff. What's the mineral oil for?
That's true. But the fucking cement.
That's just to make it comfortable.
Like, I know? Wanted a rock hard ass, but come on.
There are a lot of little pebbles in the cement. And they're going to grind, you know, on the underside of your butt skin. So this mineral oil just lubes it all up, keeps it nice.
You don't want to hear that sound.
It keeps your gravel butt, you know, nice and luscious. The amateur incision was then sealed with super glue, police said. The victim, again, was later hospitalized with a serious medical condition as a result of the injection.
Can you imagine the doctors, like, that lady shows up? Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Is this like some kind of allergic reaction? Your butt is swollen up to the size of a fucking room. Nah, you know, I wanted a bigger butt, so there's cement in there. You can't be a victim if you agreed to this. You're not you're a victim of genetics because you're a fucking retard, but you're not a victim. You're just an idiot.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I just picture her like on the table with a curtain around her head so she can't see, you know, what they're doing to her. And they're like, oh my God, we found Jesus cement. We've got cement in here. And you hear that. What the fuck? Oh my God, this is horrible. And
what
then,
is this? A license plate?
Yeah. And then
the
list goes on and it's like, okay, this isn't real.
Okay.
Like I'm on a television show here.
I just found a dog collar. And a cat, like a whole cat.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Morris, yeah, still alive. The cement preserved the cat.
Purring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Morris, who police say is a man but appears to look like a woman, which is subjective. There are pictures along with this article.
Yeah.
Looks like a woman is subjective. And sports an apparently enhanced rear herself in arrest photos, was being held on $7,500 bond. Okay, look at these photos. Just this one, really.
Okay.
Oh, dear God.
You can see she's got a ridiculously massive rump there. Here's one from the side.
Who would trust this thing?
So presumably
to do anything.
So presumably had the same operation, Fix-A-Flat, cement and mineral oil and super glue.
Yeah.
And she just, it's ridiculous. But beyond that, like they're saying, you know, she looks like a woman, but she's really a man. Well, what she looks like to me is like if you take the Grinch and then you burn him and then you give him a couple tattoos and dress him up like a Latina hooker meth addict.
Exactly right, Kyle.
Then you would have this guy girl. And you can tell that he stole Christmas because he's got it all in his pants.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Okay. Police believe there may be other victims of Morris who may be afraid to come forward. So there may be people with big, huge cement asses going about their lives day to day and afraid to come forward.
I ain't coming forward.
You know, it's less embarrassing to avoid explaining to everyone why my ass is now 10 sizes too big.
Overnight.
Yeah. And crunchy. It's got a nice crunch to it. It's less embarrassing to have to try to explain that to people than it is to come forward and say, I'm an idiot, and I went to this back alley butt surgeon.
Oh, man. My man be lacking this new crunch.
I could see that being like a new like club song. You know, yeah.
Baby got crunch. My girl has got that crunch, crunch.
God.
My girl that got that crunchy crunch. Got an ass like Rice Krispies.
Crackle she pop.
Oh, I wonder if she's experimented with other substrates for her ass fillers.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe she used Rice Krispies. Like at one point she was like, okay, I used marshmallow fluff and Rice Krispies and mineral oil, because that's just like the catch-all ingredient. And so she's filled up one ass with that. Like another ass she filled up with just Jell-O.
Yeah.
That would have been the most successful ass, I think.
Yeah.
The Jell-O ass. One was pudding. It was a little saggy. So after the pudding, she was like, I need something firmer. That's when she went for cement.
Yeah.
Something stank?
Yeah.
It's old pudding?
Oh, does old pudding stink? I don't know if I've ever had old pudding. Yeah. Does pudding like get hard after you leave it out for a while? Does it dry up? I don't know. I've never had an old pudding.
I've never had any pudding leftovers. It all goes in my belly.
Exactly. Yeah. How do you have pudding leftovers?
Yeah, Jesus.
That's that story.
Oh,
police believe there may be other victims of Morris who may be afraid to come forward. They said the victims haven't done anything illegal and shouldn't be afraid to come forward. You think that's why they're afraid to come forward?
They're gonna bust me for this illegal ass implant.
Yeah. I like the mineral oil thing. Like when this he/she's explaining the process, I'm gonna be putting this in if he/she does.
Right.
And they're like, okay, cement, I'm liking that. And then you throw in the mineral oil. Ooh, that sounds scientific. Okay, let's do this.
That sounds sensual.
Ooh. Mineral oil? Yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't even know what a mineral is. Shoot. Yeah, put that in my ass. I don't give a fuck. Maybe that's why she... You know how people, like, when they play 20 questions, they say animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Yeah.
And what they really mean is, like, is it alive? Is it an animal? Is it a plant? Or is it, you know, an inanimate object?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's like mineral, like rocks, right? You know, like, you know, gravel, cement's a mineral.
Sounds natural.
I might as well put some mineral oil in there.
Earthy.
Mm-hmm.
People are so blind to shady shit. Like, there's these businesses, because I live out kind of on the more ghetto side of town. There's definitely places that are more ghetto, but there's these like haircut places for women, preferably black women, you know, and they're so shady. The buildings are falling apart.
Yeah.
The sign is like hand painted and the people on it. I don't know if you've seen this sign. I got to find it and take a picture, but there's like, they're supposed to be human beings and they're like all black with like pink lipstick, but they look like monsters.
Oh, man.
And they have this shit piece of cardboard or some shit poster board that they put up, like, we take men too, or whatever. They've been around forever. People are going there.
That's because it's a front for back alley butt surgeries.
Fucker. They don't see, like, oh my God, that's shady as fuck. Moving on.
I don't know, man.
God,
but this is just another fucking example. Like, this is God's plan. God did this. God made this man woman who he probably hates because it's a man woman. And like allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous thing. Like, forget all the atrocities out there, you know, people starving to death and natural disasters and shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is almost worse.
Yeah.
Because it's just so ridiculous. Like, what benevolent and omniscient and omnipotent guy would ever be like, I'm going to make a world where this can happen?
Yeah.
Like, just make a rule that can't happen. I guess maybe he didn't think to make that rule, but then he's, again, not omniscient.
Yeah.
So that's that story.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those stories where it's like the story's too good. There's nothing really to say about it.
That's crazy. Moving on.
No,
that was good.
Let's see.
Good
snake charmer in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh was angry that the government did not grant him a plot of land to keep his reptiles. So it's already going good.
Ooh.
So he went to the state's tax office and released a slew of snakes, including poisonous cobras.
Jesus.
Again, this is the world we live in, man.
On the 5th of November.
You think there's any celestial order? Like, ugh. Workers stood on chairs and shook tablecloths at the hissing reptiles as excited crowds gathered outside. Hakul later told reporters that a district magistrate had promised him a plot of land for his snakes 2 years ago. I am a... Ooh. throat whistle.
Throat
I am a
meow man.
I gotta address this throat whistle. We were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
I'm the only person I have ever encountered in history who smokes, and as a result, their throat whistles.
Yeah.
Everybody else, like, they smoke and they get more badass. They get the gravel. If anything happens at all, most people you can't even tell unless you can smell it on them.
Yep.
But if anything happens at all, they get like a deeper, gravelier voice. They sound like more of a man.
Yeah.
And I think the person who did E.T.'s voice was actually a really old woman who was a chain smoker, you know?
Oh, God.
So I guess as an old woman, it'd be a terrible voice, but I wouldn't mind so much if my voice just got deeper and gravelier. Yeah.
But I'm the only pussy whose soft, womanly body is so bad at handling the smoke.
Yeah.
That it turns into like a squeaky toy. You know, I smoke too many cigarettes and now I sound like a dog is playing with me.
Yeah.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
The cigarettes are trying to make you hard, but you remain tender.
Yeah, these are supposed to make me more badass, and instead they make me sound like a cute forest creature.
Yeah.
It's not right, man. It's just not right. I can't win in this life. Anyway, we were talking about Snake Man.
Yeah.
I am a conservationist and have been seeking the government's help. Having waited patiently for so long, I had no option but to leave all my snakes in this office. This is a thing that happened, man.
I'm kind of rooting for the guy. Good for him. Fuck you, government. Yeah.
What? How does it... A person went to the tax office and released poisonous cobras. Like, to begin with...
That takes some balls.
You shouldn't have a sack full of poisonous cobras. Yeah. Like, even if you're a conservationist and you have, like, a reptile house,
mm-hmm.
there should never be a situation where you have, like, several poisonous cobras wrapped up in a blanket and slung over your shoulder and you're marching into the center of town. That should never happen. That's not a thing that should be allowed to happen. I had to dump the snakes.
Yeah.
In the tax office.
It's like your credit card company calling you up. We're going to need $1 million. And you're like, how about I settle for $1? They're like, no. And you're like, oh, really? Oh, really?
Well, how about you? How about
help me out, huh?
Settle for a bag of snakes.
Yeah, snakes all around.
I guess that would be a pretty cool way to, you know, settle all of your issues.
Yeah,
you know, whenever you have an argument with anybody. Oh, yeah? Well, snakes. Let's. Okay. All right. Fair point.
Yeah.
My turn, snakes. Really, I'm Kilo. You think it's okay to be religious and not spread it to other people. Okay, snakes. Talk to the snakes because the face ain't listening.
Oh,
no. Moving along,
right.
I guess. I saw a video of an 82-year-old grandmother eating Pop Rocks for the first time.
Oh, dear.
You want to see this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. This is so heartwarming.
Now, before you begin...
Heartwarming.
How appropriate, old woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this around the web.
So you've seen it before?
I've seen it around the web, but I didn't play it. I didn't watch it.
Oh, that's because you didn't want your heart to be warmed.
Oh,
or
man.
Wormed.
This better be awesome.
God. Okay.
Be open, Grandma.
Do I take... Do I take one?
She's so adorable.
Dump it in. Not the whole package.
It's not very much.
Just a mouthful.
See? And you just go... Whoop.
Is this sour?
No.
You gotta get some in your mouth, though, otherwise you don't taste it.
Okay, is a really old woman sitting on a couch, I guess, with a blanket in her lap.
Yeah.
And some guy, the cameraman, is wandering around with this package of Pop Rocks. And if you don't know what Pop Rocks are, then stop
Holy
listening
shit.
To our show,
yeah.
asshole. But anyway, so she's got this package of Pop Rocks, and she's like, are they sour? Oh, do I take one?
How do I do this?
Yeah, how do
Jesus
I do
Christ.
This? There should be instructions on this thing. So the guy's like, no, Grandma, just dump it in your mouth. And okay, so now that's what she's doing. She's slowly and gingerly tilting the package back up into her mouth with both hands.
There you go. And then just shut your mouth.
And then just shut your mouth.
Dump some in there.
Did you get some?
There you go. Just have them sit there for a second.
Listen to the way they're talking to her.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing I took away from this video.
Yeah.
Did you get some? Just tilt it back. You know, they're talking to her like she's a child or a puppy. And this is because old people are worthless. They devolve back into children as they get older.
Yeah.
If I am ever this.
Yeah.
If like, you know, I am like 80 and I still know your son Leland.
Yeah.
And like he comes around to visit one day and he's talking to me like this.
Yeah.
Kill me. Because I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine just being so completely divorced from reality that everybody has to treat you this way because you're just clueless about everything? Pop rocks?
Yeah.
Really? You've been on the planet for a million years and you never even encountered pop rocks. You've never seen a commercial or seen a kid with them or just seen them at the store. Are they? Yeah. I don't even know what these could be from the moon. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And she is, she's like super, she is adorable.
Yeah.
But it's like the same way like a retarded kid would be kind of adorable.
Yeah. But people from the era, I don't know, I get this feeling that they were like that their whole adult lives.
Yeah.
Which
that's depressing to me.
I don't know.
That you never became a person.
Like her, if she has a husband, when they met, when they were like 21, here's a flower.
Oh, is this a red one?
Yeah. You know, I just picture them.
Exactly. This is a gray-haired toddler.
Yeah.
Okay, she's like sort of swishing them around in her mouth.
Oh, my God. I believe it.
Oh, my God. It's blowing her fucking mind. Look at the joy in her face.
Try some more. Put some more in there.
You can hear him.
I know.
I can hear him cracking.
I can't believe this.
I can't believe this.
I'm 82 years old. I never heard of such a thing.
82 years old and never heard of
such a thing. They are popping in my mouth.
They're popping in my mouth.
Oh, dear God.
I can't believe it. You call me Pop Rocks.
Yep. Pause it right here. See, going back to like them, like old people acting like this back in their era, even when they were like 20 something,
mm-hmm.
I always imagine how sex went down. Like the guy puts it in.
Oh my God, is that a penis in my vagina? Ooh, that feels... Ooh, is that your penis? Yep.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. my penis, yes.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Picture them fucking. I just can't do it.
Yeah, and they must have at least once.
And then they get old and, yeah, my God.
And it is, I mean, it's kind of adorable, but... In a sad way.
In a sad way.
It's yeah, it's sad. I mean, there's a little bit more to this video, but I think it's just her saying, oh, I can't believe it.
Put more in. They're good.
Put more in. You they're like good.
There's more in here.
They taste like grape.
They
taste like grape. This is a little kid.
She's so matter of fact, like looking like they taste like grape.
This is a little kid.
I don't know if you knew.
Who all wants a hamburger? Raise your hand.
I do.
I thought she was talking to her grandma. Who wants a hamburger? Raise your hand.
I do.
She's sticking her tongue in the package now.
It's unbelievable.
You like it?
Yeah, they are, because I love grapes.
There you go.
Yep, because I love grapes.
Yes, it's crazy.
All right, grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I like them because they taste like grapes, and I like grapes.
Uh-huh.
Fuck the mind-blowing power of this poppage in my mouth.
Yep.
Blowing my mind. I just like them because they taste like grapes.
Fucking toddlers, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking toddlers.
But I'm with you on that. If I ever get to that point, fucking kill me. I do not want to be that old.
And the thing is, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to be like that.
But I don't want to be like,
Come on, technology, hurry it up.
When I say kill me, I don't mean put me out of my misery. I mean put me out of yours.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. I'm no good to anybody if I'm like that. So just, oof, you're probably taking care of me. Just, oof, gross. Well, let's see, what else? There's tons of stuff on here. I guess...
That's a lot of clicks, man.
I'm going back and forth between all these tabs. A Kentucky church banned interracial marriage.
Oh, Kentucky figures.
Yeah.
Shit.
A small Kentucky church has chosen to ban marriages and even some worship services for interracial couples. The Goulner Free Will Baptist Church. Free Will Baptist Church is hilarious. thing to say. To put free will in the name of your church is just ridiculous.
It's like a church I saw in Chicago called the Moody Church. Fuck, I have a picture. I got to upload it to the forum. Moody Church.
We should start a church.
Skull.
Like as a joke, but nobody will know it's a joke because we'll play it pretty straight and we'll call it the Cranky Church. And we'll only try to recruit religious old people.
Yeah. I'm cranky.
Cranky Baptist Church. Located in Pike County, made the vote in response to a longtime member who is engaged to a man whose birthplace is in Zimbabwe. Other pastoral leaders in the area were quick to denounce the church's vote. It's not the spirit of the community. It's not the spirit of the community in any way, shape, or form. Randy Johnson, president of the Pike County Ministerial Association, told the Lexington Herald Leader, the small congregation, which usually hosts about 40 members each Sunday, held the vote after longtime member Stella Harville. That's another name people shouldn't be naming their kids.
Stella
brought her fiance, Ticha Chikuni, to church with her in June. The couple performed a song together at the church in which Chikuni sang I Surrender All while Harville played the piano. Chikuni, 29, who works at Georgetown College, is black. And Harville, who was baptized at the church but is not an active member, is white.
Oh.
Ooh, I wondered what they meant by interracial.
Yeah.
Dean Harville, Stella's father, said he was told by the church's former pastor, Melvin Thompson, that his daughter and her fiancé were not allowed to sing at the church again. However, Thompson recently stepped down, and the church's new pastor, Stacy Stepp, he stepped down to let Stepp step up, said the couple was once again welcome to sing. Okay, so this is like a non-issue then. Like some racist douchebag was like, okay, you can't. I mean, do what you want, but you can't bring that nigger boyfriend of yours in here to sing. It's just, we're not having it.
Yeah.
I step down, steps up, and now everything's okay again.
Yeah.
So basically the story is there was an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
One time there was an asshole. Can you believe it?
That's fucking great.
Oh, this world we live in.
This got me thinking about like when we get like exchange students or people just coming over from like... Zimbabwe or whatever, and they're like black, you know, from Africa and shit.
The worst kind.
It's almost like old white people are okay with that. They're not as racist towards them as they are American blacks, you know, because, you know, they come with that stereotypical ghetto bullshit, like, you know, working for free off the government on your tax dollars. But then a sweet little black guy from Africa has nothing to do with that ghetto culture, you know.
I don't know, man.
Is it more racist to hate like the guy from Africa that's not ghetto? I don't know.
I think the few like African dudes that I've met that were from Africa, like a couple of them, I want to say they were from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
They looked like aliens, man.
Yeah.
They're super tall and super thin and they have tiny heads and they're really, really
small
dark.
Heads. Yeah.
They looked like one of the Star Wars prequels had these aliens in them. That looked kind of like the classic grays, you know, with the like slanty eyes, the big slanty eyes, but they had tiny heads and really long necks and they were really tall.
Yeah.
That's what, if you painted that black, just dip that in tar, that's what these Ethiopian guys look like. It's otherworldly, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't have the urge to hurt them, but I kind of understand why if you encountered that for the first time in your entire life as a white person, you'd be a little freaked out by it.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, what the fuck is that thing? That's a demon that you just happened upon in the jungle. And it's naked and it's hunting boars or something. But there's actually more to this. Stepp's decision prompted Thompson to put forth a recommendation saying that while all members are welcome at the church, it does not condone interracial marriage and that any interracial couples would not be received as members or allowed to participate in worship services. The only exceptions, funerals. We'll take your dead blacks. We'll take all the dead blacks you got.
Yeah.
But those live ones, see, that's when they're most dangerous, is when they're alive. We'll take the dead ones. They're already dead.
Yeah.
They can't cause any harm. They can't steal my TV.
We don't condone. Of course they said that. Because if they didn't say that, then the KKK would show up and burn their fucking church down.
Maybe.
You
I don't know.
You know it can talk
I don't,
shit.
I think the KKK is pretty weak these days, yeah. though. I mean, when was the last time you heard anything about the KKK?
That's true.
They used to march on cities and stuff. Do they still even do that?
No.
If they do, we must be ignoring it.
Yeah.
It's like five guys all named Carl. Just
Carl.
With
now
beer
that's
guts.
A racist.
Marching up and down the streets of Washington. And nobody even... knows why they're there. They think it's Halloween.
Grand Wizard Carl. Yeah.
What are all those ghosts doing?
Yeah.
They think it's one of those like flash mobs. Like Pac-Man's going to come chasing them down the street any minute now. You guys kind of fucked this up. It's not very accurate. I mean, they're supposed to be different colors.
Yeah.
They're all white, but you know, A for effort.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there is even more to the story, but who gives a fuck? Yeah. Some church actually banned interracial marriage.
The best part of that was the whole story is about an asshole. Once upon a time, there was an asshole.
But it becomes that there are multiple assholes because then that asshole, after stepping down, then put forth a recommendation saying that all members or that there shouldn't be interracial marriages shouldn't be condoned.
Yep.
And then apparently that was put to a vote. And there were plenty of other assholes who were like, yeah, you know what? That ain't right.
Yep. Probably received death threats. Shit. Like, if you don't speak out about how you're against this, we're going to fuck you up. We're going to fuck your wife.
Right.
My dog's going to fuck your wife.
I wouldn't fuck your wife because she's a nigger lover. Yeah. She's probably got AIDS or whatever those blacks have.
Ugh. It did blow my mind a little bit that there was actually a church in the United States that wasn't afraid to ban interracial marriage. That's pretty crazy. It's fucking 2011. We live in the future. Like it's 2011. Yeah. We're less than 4 years away from hoverboards.
Yeah.
And you're banning interracial marriage. Like
talked about it before. Like the South is like 10 years behind, you know?
That's true. Yeah. It's 19.
They really are. I don't know if we were talking about you going down there and you were like, yeah. Did you go back to Texas? I don't know how it came about, but it seems
not at
like
all recently.
They're definitely way behind the times, fucking living in the woods and shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, any rural place.
Yeah.
I don't know. It still surprises me, though. Like, I know there are racists out there, you know, actual, like, hardcore racists. Yeah. I know they exist. I know the Klan is still a thing, even if they're kind of weak now and they're not marching on cities like they once were. But it still surprised me that, like, for the most part, people don't do this shit out in the open. And when something this heinously racist happens, usually it's like a little handful of rednecks, you know, who like assaulted a guy or murdered a guy or whatever, or harassed an interracial couple. It's usually not like a whole fucking church of people. I don't know, man. I bet you can find things in the Bible that support this standpoint.
Yeah.
I bet you can.
Oh, yeah.
And so how do you explain that, people who think this church is terrible?
Yeah.
That's that.
Oh, Kentucky. Yeah.
Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
One more, Kyle.
One more. Oh, better make it good then. Probably won't be able to. We did get one voicemail. It was from Miss Nick, but I think she pocket dialed us.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This country come to? A load of black people and a load of fucking Polish. A load of fucking... You're fucking... Do you know what I mean? You ain't English.
No, I'm not, no.
No, you ain't English either. You ain't English. None of you fucking English. Get back to your own fucking... Do you know what? Talk about your own countries. Don't come and do mine. Britain is nothing now. Britain's fuck all. My Britain is fuck all now. Britain's fuck all.
Miss Nick.
My British is fuck all.
Excuse me, there's little kids on the tram.
Yeah, fine.
Mate, we have to take
I've got
you
a little kid in.
Well, have no respect,
care,
yeah?
No
have respect.
Too.
My little boy's here. We don't use those
I've
words.
I've got a little boy here.
Yes, well, get caring. Off the tram then.
Fuck you.
And you.
Fuck you.
Did someone need to cheer you up?
Really?
Yes.
I'll fucking
just
dare you.
Just watch your language.
Miss Nick, why are you starting shit on the tram?
And there's children. Why, Miss Nick?
Miss Nick said she had a kid. I didn't know you had a kid, Miss Nick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Miss Nick is racist.
I couldn't really make out what was being said. Shit.
It's a load of fucking black people.
Yeah.
Was basically the gist of it. A load of fucking black people. Britain is fuck-o. Yeah. I don't know, Miss Nick. Really? I guess this is what I'm Kilo is talking about. And like, you know, he doesn't want to put this stuff out there with his name attached.
Yeah.
So that's Miss Nick's voicemail for this week. And, you know, I think I might be at the end because I do have all these news stories, but I think a lot of them are, you know, that kind of news story where it's like, haha, isn't that the thing?
If that's the case, then yeah.
Good night.
Let's do without that shit.
Okay. Well, then, you want to call it quits?
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Of course I do, Kyle, but no.
Well, hit me with something. Who cares? Fuck it. We'll do a 10-hour show.
One thing. What age do you think you'll be at when you're in the mindset of, hey, a hole's a hole? Am I right?
No, I don't think that'll ever happen.
Ever?
No. Why, are you getting there?
I think I've been there all my life.
Yeah, really? I was listening to the Joe Rogan Experience podcast today.
Yeah.
And he had Doug Stanhope on as a guest. You know Doug Stanhope?
Who the fuck
is
that?
He's a comedian. Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope did The Man Show together for a while after Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla. Anyway, Doug Stanhope is a comedian. I like him. I knew I liked him. But he was on the show and he was talking about how he feels about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like he was reading my mind.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he just doesn't really give a fuck anymore. And he was talking about how it kind of makes him feel bad because like he can't help thinking about what a disgusting monster he is.
Oh my God.
Like, and how there must be something wrong with you if you want to fuck me, which I really do kind of think like if you want to have sex with this, like you're not much better than a furry, you know? Because essentially what you want to do is have sex with a hairy sack of mashed potatoes. There's something wrong with you.
That's so self-destructive. Oh, I don't like it.
Maybe so, but maybe I deserve it. I mean, I'm not a sexy man. I mean, listen to this. You know, and so I was kind of identifying with that.
Oh
and I was like,
God.
Finally, somebody other than me says this shit out loud. Because everybody else is like, oh, no, man, I'm all about pussy. Pussy, bring me all the pussy. I have a dick. I have a dick. And I'm going to act like I had something to do with it.
Yeah.
See this dick? I'm so proud of it. Like I made it.
Look what I can do with it. Oh, my God. I can only imagine what Joe Rogan's response was.
Oh, he laughed. He thought it was funny.
That was it? Okay.
He didn't really agree.
Oh, whoa, you, let's back up.
No, he didn't really agree,
okay.
but he laughed.
Yeah.
But no, I could absolutely see having that conversation with somebody and then being like, you are out of your goddamn mind. What is wrong with you? I would, if you had just a wall of pussies... Right now, just like asses sticking out of the wall. I don't even know what's on the other side. I don't care if the rest of the body's there or not. Just asses all along the wall. This could be like a monument in a serial killer's house. You know, this is his keepsake. This is his trophies.
Yeah.
As long as they're still warm and they're still pussies, I'm in heaven.
Oh, God.
That's like every man.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're all animals. And you don't care. You're like, I love it. That's the way I want to live. If loving a wall of pussies is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
I'm okay with not. Oh, Jesus. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I'm okay with having no control over that. That's all I can say. Like, I'm okay with having no control over
your desire for a wall of pussies.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this episode Wall of Pussies.
Oh, man.
And then, see, you'll have to stay for the end of the episode to get the spills.
Yes, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Good plan.
So is that where we should end then?
Yeah.
And stop talking about the Wall of Pussies?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Should we give him homework this week? That's what I'm Kilo seems to think we should do.
Yeah, we should.
Ask him questions. Hey,
let's put him to work.
I want to know what you think about chirpumples.
Yeah.
Send us your chirpumple recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your chirpumple experiences. Let us know about chirpumple.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it just occurred to me that chirpumple kind of sounds like Chernobyl. Coincidence? I think not. It's a nuclear disaster of dessert.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, yeah. What other homework could we give them?
I'm trying to think of what we've talked about and what we want their input on, but isn't that kind of a given?
Give me a premise for a Jason Statham comedy.
Yes.
And perfect. Over the next week, I will practice my Jason Statham impression, and then we'll role play it next week.
And for you Photoshop inclined listeners, I would like some movie poster ideas for some Jason Statham comedies.
Nice. Yeah.
Fuck yes.
And while we're making demands,
yeah,
buy me a car.
Yeah.
And hey, guess what? Email's not the only way you can do these things. Well, you can't buy me a car by email, but yeah. There's also the Twitter, twitter.com/idchat, Facebook, facebook.com/idchat. There's the voicemail line. You can't send a Photoshop in through the voicemail line, but you can call in and tell us all about comedy movies that should star Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
And that line is 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Call the voicemail line. Gavin.
Ooh, voicemail homework. Because I don't want this written. That's just fucking cheesy. But
voicemail homework.
If you could leave a voicemail giving like what the big one-liner would be in Jason Statham's
okay, like his I'll be back kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, what would that
be? But for a comedy, yeah.
See, that's easy. They don't have to be like, hey, it's me. Fuck, what was I talking? Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, gotta go.
I think for mine, it would be, Mom, you're killing me. I guess it would be Mum.
Yeah.
Mum. I'd love to hear Jason Statham attempt an American accent.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's ever done that. I'd love to hear that. I bet it'd be
I'm sure he's been approached, man.
I can't imagine it. Like, what would it sound like? I cannot imagine it.
I want to hear him say, fuck off, you turkeys.
Okay.
Fuck off, you turkeys.
I can kind of picture, like, imagine that in my head. What am I forgetting? Forums. I just had terriblethought.com/forum.
Yeah.
All of these are great places to tell us things about Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you got to say about Jason Statham, if you just want to post pictures that you drew little hearts on of Jason Statham, I like Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And oh, homework for everyone. Watch Castle on ABC so that everybody understands why I'm so in love with this hookless but otherwise perfect woman.
Get up to speed.
Yeah, catch up. Orion, watch
God damn it.
I'm going to steal a DVD from John cuz I don't own anything of my own.
Yeah.
And I'm going to burn you a DVD of like all of Castle.
Okay.
And you'll never watch it, but I'm going to tell you to. And you can lie to me and say you did.
Well, Ryan, the baby's cried. Fuck you. I got homework to do.
I got Castle to watch. Fuck you. There's some tension here. I'm waiting for them to hug. I finally get it, Kyle. I never understood what you were talking about, but there's hugs in the air. These unfulfilled hugs. Anyway, unrequited hug.
Yeah.
Unrequited hug would be a good alternate title for Castle.
Yeah.
Unrequited Hug, the show.
Or a good name for a punk band. Moving on!
Unrequited Hug would be an excellent name for, no, that'd be a good name for an emo band.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And donate.
Donate.
You can donate. It is neither of our birthday months anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But guess what? Christmas is coming up. There's always an excuse.
Yeah.
I got tinsel to buy.
Yep.
We don't have a tree, but it doesn't fucking matter. I'll throw it on my head. I don't give a fuck. I'll decorate my own dick with tinsel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll shave my pubes, glue on tinsel pubes.
And if you're Jewish, Hanukkah's coming up. Oh,
yeah. 8 days and nights of horse shit. We light the candle and then we make shit out of clay and spin it because we don't like real games. And then we don't eat any pork.
Yeah. Or do laundry on Fridays. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck. Whatever. Oof, this has been, we've been real loose in this episode, but I kind of like
loosey-goosey. Yeah.
Everybody's going to hate this one. Whenever I feel good about an episode, that's how I feel it's going to go. Like, everybody's going to hate this
one. But they love the ones where you're like, oh,
I don't know, guys.
Not on my A game today.
We could use more stories about babies in the woods.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it, right?
That should do it.
Okay. Then what will we do, Orion?
Oh, we will check you next week.
Word!